Yeah, let the big dog hunt. Joe Stasiak in the house with you till 9 o'clock tonight. Just following up on a bang-up Mikey Mish show. It's Ty Johnson, Natalie Eganoff. I got Josh Rabick behind the glass producing for me tonight. D. Lanham will be in at 9 o'clock. He's taking your calls at 610-632-0975. We are broadcasting live from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. A lot to get into tonight. Oh, I had all kinds of things laid out and different directions I wanted to go in. Of course, when I don't take my Adderall, I go in a ton of different directions. But I did take one tonight, so I should be fine. The Colin Kaepernick thing broke. I almost fell off the couch prepping for the show. I almost fell off the couch when Natalie, right in the 2 o'clock hour, says, breaking news, breaking news. Mikey gets all excited. I get all excited. Wasn't what I was looking for, but it's okay. I'm happy with the decision. I'm happy for Colin Kaepernick. He gets cashed up a little bit. Eric Reed got his. I like when the NFL tends to look stupid because they do so many dumb things. From the competition committees to not being prepared to play football in a certain field for a Hall of Fame game. You know, just ridiculous things. I like when they have egg on their face. I don't know if you want to count this one as that, but Colin Kaepernick, he gets his money. May still be able to, you know, try out for a team. I don't know what the what was, you know, enclosed in the deal that's not being disclosed. But I'm happy for him. You know, it could have been a long, long, long drawn out battle and years to get anyone's money, and the NFL would have looked stupid because they, I mean, this basically, they're basically conceding, yeah, we colluded, which makes them look ridiculous regarding Colin Kaepernick. So he gets his. Eric Reed gets his a little bit. Mark Garagos. How about Mark Garagos coming up big? Couldn't get Scott Peterson off, but gets Colin Kaepernick his cash. All right. It's a big rebound 10 years later. I was all in back of Colin Kaepernick from the beginning on this, except for the piggy socks. I was okay with his cause. I wasn't doing it myself, but I was supporting him. You know, I still stand during the national anthem when I'm home, because I've been, you know, I would be called a hypocrite because I, you know, blasted people who would call in who don't stand regularly for the national anthem, but we're killing Colin Kaepernick because of it. So, he gets his cash. The NFL concedes that they basically colluded. So they're wrapping up that deal, and life goes on. It moves on. We'll see what the future brings for Colin Kaepernick. He probably has another, let me see, that Super Bowl was in like 11 or 12 that he almost beat the Ravens. 6 years, 7 years. Okay, so he's probably got about 9 years left that he could play some good football. And basically, the NFL gets off easy a little bit. Because if you prorated Colin Kaepernick's numbers from here on out, 10 more years, $15, $18 million a year, it's not quite what that would be in terms of the settlement. But he can still make money off on top of that. I think he's in good shape. If you want to call in and chat about that a little bit, be happy to accommodate you. I don't mind talking about the subject. I know there are people come down on this side. There's a big faction of people. There's idiots out there who don't sell Nike products and have their stores go out of business after 21 years because they're idiots. That really served your family purpose, bro. That really did it. I'm sure your family's real proud of you, bro. 21 years owning a sporting goods store, but because of the Colin Kaepernick situation, he's not going to sell Nike products anymore. You hear this story? Came out yesterday or the day before, I think. So after 21 years, he could not hang, and he went out of business. Guy in Colorado. Good job. It's worse than Eric. Eric's dad in Sopranos, who lost like 45 boxes of ziti at that high-level game they had, the poker game, and then they took over his sporting goods store. That's what I was picturing when I was reading this story the other day. Because dad couldn't pay it back. He was down $45K to Tony Soprano and company. He takes his son's SUV and gives it to Tony Soprano's partial payment, and then they raid his store, and there's a liquidation sale, and, you know, Richie and Tony and Furio were in there helping themselves or whatever they wanted. That's what it reminded me of when I heard this story about this sporting goods business going out of sporting goods still going out of business. I just think it's ridiculous. But hey, good for Colin Kaepernick. We are here on the day after Valentine's Day. As I switch gears a little bit, I wanted to talk about the Bryce Harper, Manny Machado situation. Obviously, neither has been signed, certainly not by the Phillies. And we're waiting on that now. We're waiting on that. Phillies did a nice job this offseason so far. They got Segura, Real Muto, tremendous signings, especially Real Muto. Andrew McCutchen, okay. A little past his prime, but all right. David Robertson, love that as a signing. Aaron Nola, they just locked up. Big $43 million contract. I thought they did really well. Matt McClintock did really well. Good job, Matt McClintock. Well done. Well done. But this situation hasn't played out yet. And it's annoying. You know, it's not going to turn me off to baseball. I don't boycott sports because of the idiots that run them or the idiots that represent players that play in them. You know, I just don't do that. It's not my thing. I would not have boycotted a football game if I really was against Colin Kaepernick and his beliefs. It's not saying I don't stand on some beliefs. I'm not a man of conviction. I just think these stories are inconsequential in the big picture. Like Scott Boras not being able to get his guys signed. Who wants to go first? No one wants to sign his guy to the second most lucrative contract. Now there's like 100 free agents still haven't been signed. You got the second best pitcher in baseball, Dallas Keuchel, still out there. Your best closer, Craig Kimbrel. Marvin Gonzalez, Josh Harrison. Two top swing men, utility players, still out there. And Machado and Harper still out there. Again, spring training has already started, in case you haven't noticed. Scott Boras has taken it upon himself to be just even more of a jackass than he usually is, all because he couldn't hit a curveball in the minors and is taking it out on the MLB now. So here we go. We have to put up with this. We have to deal with this. And that's going to happen. I'm fine with it. It is what it is. It'll happen at some point. I think the Phillies are going to land one of them. I'm confident. I'm actually confident they're going to land Bryce Harper. I think that's going to happen. I don't know when. I just think that's going to happen. I'm not even that concerned about it. I'd love to see them land both. They're not going to land both. Boy, if they landed both. Imagine if they landed both. This town would blow up. I think they're going to land Harper. I think he's probably better for this lineup. You take a blank sheet and a blank roster, I'm taking Machado. I'd probably take Machado in this situation too, but for this lineup, I mean, Harper fits in perfectly. Perfectly. You got Segura, Real Muto, Harper batting three. I'd love to see this. And Rhys Hoskins batting fourth. Talk about protection. Having Real Muto in front of you and Rhys Hoskins behind you. And I heard Mike say earlier, he's projecting the home runs this year for this team, if it did happen, 225. And I think those numbers are soft. I think they can hit more home runs than that. They signed Bryce Harper. But I'm cool with Manny Machado. Hit 297 last year, 37 home runs. Both players would have their way at Citizens Bank Park. And I don't know if anyone's going to push their agent to say, hey, listen, Scott, I want to get into spring training. I want to play. I want to, you know, start getting a feel for my new teammates if he doesn't go back to Washington. So it's still a work in progress. I'd take Harper. I think they're going to get Harper. I don't know how frustrated you are out there. They're going to get one of these guys. Are either of them, though, the future face of this franchise going forward, or either of them the leader of this team going forward if they sign here? Because I want to talk about leadership a little bit tonight. I think it's a subject that's somewhat undefinable by some. I think I have a pretty good grasp of what it is. I think I have a pretty good grasp of what it's not. You know, so what is it that makes up a leader? Can you quantify it? Can you minimize it? Here's the three things I think are the criteria for being a great leader. One, you have to be the first, second, or third best player on your team, and you have to perform that way. Just not in name, you have to perform that way. You also have to hate to lose more than you enjoy winning. Give me 9 of those guys. Give me 22 of those guys. Give me 7 of those guys. Give me 5 of those guys who hate to lose more than they like to win. I want those guys on my team. And I also want a guy who will do anything in his power, sacrifice anything he can or will be asked to do in order not to lose. Those are the three things in my opinion. And we can go over some of the great leaders of all time. You got your Eddie Reeds, your LeBron James, your Tom Brady's. And to me, Brady's the greatest leader of all time. He's the greatest player of all time, so that helps. Because you have to be able to play, first of all. I mean, that's right. I think people think of leaders as guys that go around and, you know, rally the troops together and scream at them in huddles and point to them and push them around on the field and say, you got to go here, you got to go there. Come on, we got to blah, 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 blah. You got to be able to play first. The reason Tim Tebow wasn't a great leader on this team, nor was he destined to be one on this Eagles team. He can't play. He was one of the most unbelievable college leaders of all time, certainly at Florida, because he could play and he was one of the most prolific college players of all time. You're going to look up to that guy. I'm going to follow that guy into the fire. I'm going to go follow him into the rabbit hole. That's what I'm going to do. But, you know, you can't just be a spiritual leader and a guy who comes around, talks to you, and kind of puts things in perspective, philosophizes, and says, here's what you need to do. I know what you need to do on paper, but yeah, I need you to see you do it. I need you to see you set an example. Lead by example. Those are my criteria for being a leader. You look at some of the great leaders in Philly sports history. You have your Bob Clarks, Pete Rose, Michael Jack Schmidt, Reggie White, Nick Foles. Yes, I said Nick Foles. And of course, you have your Fugazi leaders. And this is the thing that's going to get thrown around a lot and debated a lot. Who are the Fergazi leaders in this town or have been in this town? You can make an argument that Donovan was. You can make an argument that he wasn't. I mean, that's a debatable thing. Statistically, the greatest Eagles quarterback of all time didn't win anything and is thought now to be a non-leader of men in this town. We got to take a break. I'm on a different break schedule here, so I'm a little messed up myself here. Thanks, Josh, for reminding me. We're coming back right after this. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. I'll talk more to you about leadership, and if you want to call in and chime in on the Colin Kaepernick situation, please do. I'm Joe Stazak here till 9 o'clock tonight. Stick around.
Let that be a lesson to you, boys and girls. Don't ever argue with the big dog. Big dog is always right.
It's Joe Stazak on 97.5 The Fanatic.
This is Brent Musburger's Action Update for 97.5 The Fanatic. With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on candidates in an online dashboard at Indeed.com/hire. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Delaware with a slight upset on the road at Towson last night, 78-71. The Blue Hens were one-point underdogs and covered by 8 and paid out even money on the money line. The Blue Hens have won 2 straight. They're at James Madison tomorrow. Tonight, Davidson, a 10.5-point favorite at home with St. Joe's. The Wildcats have won 7 of their last 8. The Penn Quakers at the Palestra's 9-point favorites over Dartmouth. The Quakers have won 2 straight. They've gone over the total in 5 straight games. Temple Saturday visiting South Florida. The Owls are 18-7, 11-12-1 against the spread. For VSIN.com, I'm Mike Sennett, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, this is Jason Martinez, and we are live at the Xfinity Retail Store in the Northeast, located at 4640 Roosevelt Boulevard for their grand opening celebration. I'm going to be here with the Fanatic team until 7 p.m. This place is incredible. The Xfinity Retail Store is the best place to discover what's new at Xfinity and to try out the latest products. When you get here, make sure you ask one of their friendly consultants about how Xfinity Mobile is included with your Xfinity Internet. That could save you some serious cash. It's giving you the most coverage to do all the things that you love. And also, everybody's favorite Flyers mascot, Gritty's going to be here coming up at 6 o'clock. So you got time to get here and hang out with Gritty and check out this Xfinity store. Come on down and get your picture taken with one of the most beloved mascots, not just in Philly, in the world. The grand opening celebration of the Xfinity retail store at 4640 Roosevelt Boulevard in the Northeast is happening now till 7 p.m. And we have some amazing Xfinity products and services on hand and expert Xfinity consultants. 97.5 The Fanatics, and of course, your favorite Flyers mascot, Gritty. So make sure you stop down right now. Xfinity, simple, easy, awesome.
Tax and tax additional, all offers on select models with approved credit. 2018 Cadillac XT has 30,428 previous rental miles, 3.19% for 84 months, 319.50 for 84 months, and 5.89% APR with $49.95 down. Call 1-800-KERBECK for full details.
It's an executive order. Frank Kerbeck issues presidential savings. Over 180 Cadillacs reduced. 2018 Cadillac XTS all-wheel drive, just $26,800. Original MSRP was $53,740. You pay $26,800. That's half price. Just $319 per month buys it. Financing as low as 3.19%. All-wheel drive. Cadillac XTS. Original MSRP was $53,740. You pay just $26,800. That's half price. $319 per month buys it. Not a lease. You own it. Cadillac XTS was $53,700. You pay just $26,800. That's half price. Get presidential savings now at FC Kerbeck.
Come join us.
Hey, it's Anthony Gargano. Bet with the best. A sports book that caters to the 4-for-4 fan. Parks Casino. Pennsylvania's number one casino. Parks has it all for the sharps or for the first-time sports bettor. They make it easy to get your action in. You can bet spreads, parlays, teasers, props, and more. Right there, the sports book inside Parks Casino is an oasis. All the action on the big screens right in the middle of the casino, plus their free bet slip builder app lets you plan out all your bets from anywhere with the latest odds. There are also sports betting kiosks throughout the casino where you can make your bets, print your tickets 24 hours a day. You can also place your sports bets on the way to the game at the South Philadelphia Turf Club on Packer Avenue near the stadiums. Sports betting now available at the South Philly Turf Club. Parks Casino has lots of food options too. Liberty Bell Gastro Pub, Parks Grill Steakhouse, the beautiful new Beer Garden, Olivetto Italian Restaurant, Bamboo Noodle House, and Chickies and Pete's. Bet with the best. The sports book at Parks Casino's PA's number one casino. Must be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Attention. If you're in debt to the IRS and frustrated with your options, for a limited time, you can call and quickly check your eligibility for the Fresh Start programs offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax problem. Through this special toll-free hotline number, you can find out in minutes if you qualify for these powerful new debt reduction programs greenlighted by the IRS for 2019. If you have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or just want to know your options, business or personal, Public Tax Relief's A-plus rated tax relief system has helped thousands stop IRS collections immediately and saved millions in tax debt. These relief programs will not last forever. Call the hotline number now, 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937. Check your eligibility for tax debt savings today. Call 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937.
Rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Philadelphia and Wilmington? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Stan Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Philadelphia and Wilmington area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Philadelphia and Wilmington are perfect markets for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to
to Than's Workshop. Text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
O'Reilly.
When your battery goes dead, everything can come to a stop. Don't take a chance on getting stranded. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and get your battery tested free of charge. If your battery does need to be replaced, O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you find the exact Superstart battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Anderson 400 series windows are the clad window of choice for contractors because they're easy to install and have fewer callbacks.
Job's all done. What do you think?
They're absolutely gorgeous. Thanks.
No problem. Anything else I can do?
Well, you mind helping me fold the laundry?
That's also why they choose to install them in their own homes. Anderson 400 series windows, the window contractors trust the most. Earn rewards on the purchase of 400 series products. Learn more at trustanderson.com.
Very silly names for very serious beer. Come experience what that means at Evil Genius Beer Company, 1727 North Front Street in Fishtown, Philadelphia. They are the creators of outrageous and delicious local beer with 12 drafts on tap and tons of TVs for a great game watching experience. Don't forget, there's always something happening down at the lab, from murder mystery nights to beer pairings, half K, fun runs, and more. You could find out what's happening next at evilgeniusbeer.com. Evil Genius Beer Company, very silly names for very serious beer.
Attention timeshare owners. Did some high-pressure salesperson twist your arm into buying a timeshare? Did they forget to mention that the vacation times you want will never be available, or that it will cost you more to use the timeshare than if you just booked online as a non-owner? I bet that salesperson also forgot to mention your fees will go up year after year after year. They misled you. It's not right, and it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, we can help. Timeshare Freedom Group's Freedom Process has helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. Let us help you be free from your regrettable, overpriced, and unavailable timeshare. We are the leaders in the industry with decades of experience canceling timeshares worldwide, legally and permanently. That's why we offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Start the freedom process now by calling Timeshare Freedom Group at 855-765-CANCEL. That's 855-765-CANCEL. 855-765-CANCEL. Or come meet us face-to-face at your local office. TimeshareFreedomGroup.com.
Sports Talk for Levittown and all of Bucks County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back to the show. Joe Stasiak in the house till 9 o'clock. D-line at that time. Josh Rabick behind the glass taking your calls at 610-632-0975. Don't forget the 6 o'clock hour is brought to you by Family and Company Jewelers. Visit them on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or at familyjewelers.com, South Jersey's diamond destination. We're talking leadership tonight, kids. Leadership tonight. Just told you what I think goes into a leader. I also told you, displayed some leaders that I think have been great leaders in this town and great leaders nationally for other teams as well. And then I got into a little Fugazi leadership, you know, and some can be debated. You know, I have a car. I know what he wants to talk about, so I'm not sure if I should get into it a little bit, but I wanted to, and maybe I will. But I mean, there's the debate all the time. Is he a great leader? Is he a great leader? Well, he didn't get this done. Well, he didn't get that done. Well, he came up short when this counted. And he, you know, I don't know. It's tough to say. Is Carson Wentz a better leader than Nick Foles or vice versa? Right now, I give it to Nick Foles. I think Carson Wentz is a good leader. He's not a great leader. Remember, we're talking great leaders. Nick Foles, to me, is a great leader. At least what he's done in Philadelphia his second time around. He's shown that he's a great leader. He can play the game at a high level, obviously. He was the Super Bowl MVP. Hates to lose. You might not see it on his face. He doesn't pull his hair out, but he does everything he needs to do in order not to lose. You know, it might be, you know, you might have a second baseman standing in there and swiping a tag when the cleats are up at his face. You might have catcher hanging in there, ready to get blasted by someone and barreling down the third baseline. You might have Nick Foles standing in there against a Jadeveon Clowney hit when he throws a strike to Alshon Jeffrey on 3rd and 10, which keeps the Texans' drive alive, which ends up in a winning field goal, enabling them to continue on to win their last game in Washington and then having to go win a playoff game in Chicago. And Nick Foles, to me, is a great leader. Carson Wentz not there yet. Carson Wentz is not there yet. Good leader. I think he can be a great leader. Not there yet. Allen Iverson. Here's another one. Allen Iverson. MVP season. 31.4 points per game. 5 assists. 2.4 steals. 2.5 steals, actually. MVP of the league. Is he a great leader? See, he's one of those guys that if you didn't know anything else about Allen Iverson, nothing else besides watching him play on the court, you'd say, hey, man, that's a great leader. Great leader. All the guy does is lead by example. Yeah, give me number three. I'll take number three. Then you kind of delve into a little bit what's behind the scenes and the AI and missing 32 practices and having the press conference about it. You know, we're talking about practice, man, not a game, not a game. I was about to beat the franchise player, and we ain't here talking about practice. That's crazy because he does those things, and I think a leader has to lead, you know, by example, not only on the court or on the field or on the ice, but, you know, behind the scenes as well. You got to have your younger guys see what it takes to be a champion. Think Tom Brady's taking any days off? No. Still got to show up every day, put in the work. See how fun it was to win a championship? You rewind 5 months, you're back in the throes of the heat of summer and training camp doing 2 or 3 days and lifting and rehabbing and the ice tub. And I mean, it takes a lot of work to get the spoils of victory. All that stuff has to go into it. And AI to me, again, and you just watch him play, you're like, it's fantastic. What? Great leader. Maybe not so much. That's a you call that one. I would personally say no, not a great leader. You really have to do some of the little things. He checks the box where you can play, and he's got to be one of the top three players on your team. Hates to lose and will do anything in his power to not lose. But I think if he did some of those other things, I think he'd even be a better player. So he's kind of leaving some on the floor, if you will, leaving some of that ability, which could translate into more victories on the floor. Just my opinion. So I want to hear from you. Give me a great leader. Doesn't have to be just in this town. And I'll start within this town, but you can go outside. You can go outside this town. And give me a Fergazi leader. A guy who maybe some people think is a leader and some people, not so much. Someone we could debate on. Maybe a guy who's been labeled as a leader, but we know better. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Ryan and Lansdale kicking it off tonight. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, Joe. How you doing tonight?
How are you, man?
Good. I just wanted to talk about the Kaepernick situation, get something off my chest.
Shoot.
It's just my opinion as a military veteran, Afghanistan veteran. I've seen a leader. You talk about leadership. I've seen a leader killed in action, draped in that flag, putting that box onto a C-130 back home. And the fact that we cheer Colin Kaepernick for taking a knee to that flag, to me, is disgusting. It's his right to do it. And I'm not debating his right to do it, but I think it's a disgusting act. And the fact that we glorify him, is pitiful. And I would say that the most common argument I get to that is, well, he's not protesting the military. He's protesting police brutality, inequality. But, you know, I compare that to someone like Dan Snyder saying that the name Redskins is not offensive to Native Americans. To a veteran, his actions could be very offensive, and again, totally his right to do it, but it's disgusting. And he got his money, but he should donate it to those veterans who are homeless, to veterans who have lost their limbs, and people who have served their country as leaders, unlike him.
Well, let me ask you something, Ryan, because I want to let you talk here, because it's certainly a slippery slope, and this conversation is, it goes both ways. A lot of people are on your side. A lot of people think a different way. let me ask you this. Let me see if I can couch this properly. Why do you take such offense to what he does regarding the flag? Because I don't think it's, I don't know what's in his head. I just think he's trying to draw attention to himself. I don't think it's a diss at the flag. I thought what he did right. was to kind of look at me. I'm doing something. So now when you come talk to me, I can then voice my opinion on the issues that I really want to tackle. Can you see it that way at all?
Yeah, and I don't take offense to it. It's not like when I go to bed at night, I'm going to lose sleep over the fact that Colin Kaepernick is an idiot. But I think that the reason that it rubs me the wrong way is because when you've seen 18, 19-year-olds go over there and be killed, lose arms, lose limbs, be killed, and watching that coffin with the flag draped, and knowing that sacrifice, for someone to kneel in front of it, whatever their intentions, to me is disrespectful. And you know, it's disrespectful in every sense of the imagination. All we're asking is for 2 minutes you stand up and you know, pay some tribute to those people. And he doesn't have to do it. I'm not going to lose sleep, but I do respect every other, you know, when I go to the link season ticket holder, there's 70,000 people standing, and we focus on the one idiot that's kneeling. So it just rubs me the wrong way, and I want to focus on the positives.
Brian, I appreciate it. Let me ask you, where'd you serve, and how many tours, and what'd you do?
Afghanistan. One tour of the Helmand province, and we were with the Air Wing. So
fantastic.
It was, 2012, yep.
Wow, we appreciate everything you did, bro. Thank you very much.
Joe.
Thank you for the call, and obviously we appreciate everything you did and did for the country. Thank you, Ryan.
I appreciate it.
All right, have a good night, man. Yeah, see, we can bloviate on this subject all night. I get that side of it. I do. I'm not one of these guys who's, how can you not see that he's just doing this? He's not, listen, I've had friends who have been in the military have, you know, really lashed back on some of my opinions regarding this. I mean, they really take it, you know, as a sign of disrespect if you're not going to salute the flag or stand up during the national anthem. And I get that. I haven't served in the military, so I'm not going to say what they should think. They think what they do think, and to a man, they almost think the same thing. There is a side to it. I'm just saying, what he did to me. See, as a citizen of the United States, I am very proud of the flag. I'm proud of this country. We kick everyone's ass at everything. And I'm proud to be an American citizen. So I'm proud to stand up for the flag. I do it when I'm home, which is fine. It looks a little weird, but I do it. I stand for the flag, whether it's national anthem or America the Beautiful or God Bless America, whatever. I love it. I'm patriotic. I love it. But I can see Colin Kaepernick's side where he probably didn't mean it to come off as disrespectful to the flag or to the military. He just wanted to draw attention to himself so he can then voice his opinion on what cause he believes in. 610-632-0975. Sean in Jersey on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Sean?
How you doing, Joe?
How are you, man?
Good. I just wanted to call in and say I agree with that last caller's point about Colin Kaepernick. But the main thing I wanted to get off my chest is reading about the Bryce Harper reports that he is, according to Chris Russell, he's guessing, even though Russell is a D.C. guy, so he may have knowledge that we don't, signing with the Giants. I don't think that's true. I think because the Phillies got real Muto in that trade recently, I think with as good of friends as real Muto and Harper are, I still believe in my heart Harper's coming here to Philadelphia.
I do too. I just think he's going to come here.
And as far as like a leadership thing, I hear you're talking about that. I think Harper, if he did come here, he could be a leader for Philadelphia over time. And right now, leader, if I had to say, in Philadelphia, I'd like Carson Wentz. He's just got it to be a leader.
I think he has that it quality. Sean, I appreciate the call, man. I think Carson Wentz has that it. He's got to prove it. He's got to do it. But I think he has it. You can tell when a guy has it. It's hard to define. It's hard to put your finger on sometimes, but you can tell when a guy has it. Nick Foles has it. I think Carson Wentz has it. Remains to be seen, though. I still want to see that clutch gene come out when it's needed. Other than that, he checks the boxes and he looks the part and he's the poster, child of the franchise and all that. But I still need to see him do some more things to accomplish some more things. I'm not just going to say this guy's, a great leader when he hasn't led the team anywhere, per se. He had them at 11-2 and during their second season he was here when Nick Foles took over and took them to the Super Bowl. That was a combined effort between Carson Wentz and Nick Foles to win that Super Bowl. I know Nick Foles gets all the glory and the accolades and all the spoils because he won the Super Bowl for the Eagles and is a Super Bowl MVP, but you have to admit that Carson Wentz did a lot leading up to that, preceding what Nick Foles then took over and took the baton and ran with. Carson Wentz had a lot to do with it. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Rob in South Jersey. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Rob?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Good, buddy. How you doing?
Oh, I'm ready for the weekend on my way home.
All right, my man. Go get it.
So real quick on this Colin Kaepernick thing, man. It's just, I see the side of the veterans, and I respect that. And I don't mean any disrespect, but I just feel like you're asking somebody to kneel for a country that's doing a lot of wrongdoings towards African-American individuals specifically. And I feel like that was his point, his whole point the whole time. Was just to focus on the wrongdoings and things like that towards African Americans, and I understand that the how that could be seen as disrespectful, but at the end of the day, I mean, it was a veteran that told him that would be a good thing to do as a peaceful protest, and I don't know. That's all.
No, that's fine because I tend to see it more that way, the way you see it and the way you just explained it, that, listen, there's a lot of problems in this country. It's not a perfect country. We all know that. And I can see where he can be that upset about not being treated fairly. His grievance was
dying.
Yeah. His grievance was to simply be treated fairly by the league. That was about him, but it was really about racial inequality. And he wanted to raise awareness of police brutality and racial injustice.
And whatever the reasons, the true reasons were, it took the strong man to be in front of those thousands and thousands of people and take a knee in front of the entire world to see. It takes some breath.
It takes some guts. It does. And I appreciate the phone call, Rob. Have a great weekend, bud. Have a great weekend, man. It does. You're going to get blasted. You're going to get roasted for doing it because most of the people are going to take it the other way and look at it as a disrespectful sign towards the flag or to the country. And he took it on. He ended up out of the league for a few years. Did he win? I don't know. I mean, I think that a lot of what he did get us to, I bet, be more aware of what's going on, the police brutality, the social injustice, in this country. I get all that. He kind of won in the courts because he was getting blackballed, basically, which he was. And to me, it's still, we're glossing over how ridiculous that is to blackball a quarterback for having an opinion, having a peaceful protest. Think about that. You're colluding to keep and forget if the fact he's African American, but to keep a player out of the league because of a peaceful protest. Think about that. That's the real problem in all of this. So he won. He didn't win, but he got a nice settlement. I'll take that as a win. And it was done quickly, and they got it off the docket. And the NFL, to me, looks stupid, which I like to see them look because I think they are stupid in a lot of ways. Especially the way they're not quite up on things. They don't get ahead of things. They don't handle things well. Their rules are an abomination. Some of these rules they come up with are an abomination, and handling it is an abomination. And, there's just they're all about money. Let's not forget that. When you think they're about breast cancer awareness or this kind of awareness or giving charity money to this, they're all about money. That's all they care about. That's all they care about. Let's go to Marty in Havertown. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Marty?
Joe, how you been?
How are you, man?
All right. Hey, real quick on the Kaepernick thing. First of all, I really appreciated what Ryan said at the start of the
show. Absolutely. Totally. Yeah.
And the fact that he felt so strongly about this after seeing what he saw in Afghanistan and still saying multiple times that Kaepernick had every right to kneel. And so I appreciate the fact that Ryan, you know, respects someone's freedom to express themselves and freedom of speech that much as he disagreed with what Kaepernick was doing. So really respect what I heard from Ryan. And as far as Kaepernick goes, I think a real tipping point for a lot of people were the socks. And I think that, you know, if he had not worn those socks, I think there would have been a little less anger towards what he was doing. But I think a lot of people...
That rubbed me the wrong way. It's like, what are you doing, bro? Yeah. You had it. You had it. And you got to do that?
Exactly. If he did not do that, I think a lot of people would have said, yeah, it's a free country. You're allowed to... express yourself in, you know, whatever way you please. And I think a lot of people would have gone with that. I think that's where the NFL got their back up and a little, you know, concerned. And that's where they started to get into trouble themselves. But, on a real kind of a lot less important subject, it feels like, but compared to, you know, young people serving in the military and so on, you were asking about leaders and, you know, leaders in sports. So I'll just throw out an observation of mine.
Sure.
If you know the name of an athlete's mother or father, I think there's a good chance that they do not end up being a leader in sports in our town. So whether it's Bonnie and Carl Lindros or Wilma McNabb
and Sam
and most recently Ebony. Colt's mom.
Yeah.
So, you know, and that may say something.
Pretty funny theory.
Yeah,
I thought you were going to say, and I got to roll because I got to take a break, Marty. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate the stuff. That if you know the parents, then it's probably going to indicate that player is a pretty good leader because he's so popular and he's gotten to be so big and they're always showing his parents and whatnot. But yeah, interesting point made by Marty. We've got to take another break. 610-632-0975. We're talking leadership. We're talking Colin Kaepernick and the whole NFL debacle in that situation. And give me your best leader. Foreign or domestic, as well as maybe your Fergusey leader. Someone talk Allen Iverson yet? No, I guess that person dumped off, but someone wanted to talk Allen Iverson. Again, yeah, he's a great leader. He's an okay leader. Okay to good. Because a lot of things that Allen Iverson brought to the table, not so much. We got to take a break. I'm Joe Stasek, coming right back.
Let that be a lesson to you, boys and girls. Don't ever argue with the big dog. Big dog is always right.
It's Joe Stasek on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Natalie, I can offer you from my friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com in Turnersville, New Jersey. Fanatics, believe me when I tell you, you'll see a difference buying from my guy, Ron Fina, and the team at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Choose from over 1,000 new and certified pre-owned vehicles, including Wrangler, Compass, Cherokee, Grand Cherokee, or Ram trucks. Right now, save more than ever with the employee pricing all month long during Ram Truck Month. Get up to 0% financing for 72 months or savings of up to $12,000 off MSRP on select Ram trucks. Better prices, bigger selection, and just a better buying experience is waiting for you at TurnersvilleJeep.com. That's why they're South Jersey's fastest growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer. TurnersvilleJeep.com, minutes from the Ben Franklin or Walt Whitman Bridges on Route 42 in Turnersville, New Jersey. Schedule your test drive now at TurnersvilleJeep.com and tell them Natalie from 97.5 The Fanatic sent you. 0% financing based on approved credit, cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer ends 2/28/2019.
I'm a real person, real voice, and a real face, even though you can't see it because, you know, radio invisibility. You know what else is super-duper real? GEICO Local Offices. A GEICO Local agent could tailor-fit a policy to you, which could save you hundreds on your car insurance, all because GEICO Local Agents keep it real, with real savings and real service. Really?
And there's more. A GEICO local agent could help you with more than just auto policies, like motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance. Stop by or give them a call today.
I'm washing my nose. Oh, yeah.
I'm a shower curtain.
I do one thing. Keep water from leaking everywhere. So you see why I feel useless compared to Geico, who does so much more. Like, not only could Geico save you money, but they've been around for over 75 years. And they give you 24/7 access online, over the phone, or on the Geico app. And they've got a 97% customer satisfaction rating. They do all this while I have to listen to this chucklehead. Oh, good, he stopped.
Washing my toes!
Oh, great. An encore.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
If you're like me, you know who's going to win every basketball game. If you're not, FanDuel Sportsbook has you covered. Sign up and place a risk-free bet up to $500 on any game. If you lose, FanDuel Sportsbook will refund your bet up to $500 in site credit. FanDuel has tons of other awesome promos happening all the time. Odd boost, bet insurance, special bonuses, and more. There are tons of sports to choose from, too. And FanDuel offers some of the most competitive lines around. I'm thinking about a futures bet on the NBA championship and also liking the orange and black right now. Don't forget, you can place a $500 risk-free bet on any sport or game when you use my code Natalie. Download the app to bet from anywhere in Jersey. Go to FanDuel.com/NJ or download the app and use my code Natalie and make your first bet. If you lose, FanDuel Sportsbook will give you a refund in site credit of up to $500. Must not have previously placed any wager using your FanDuel Sportsbook account. Refund issued as site credit. Must wager amount equal to site credit before winnings can be withdrawn. Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to FanDuel.com/NJ for terms and conditions.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed help. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners with simple payroll for 1 to 100 employees. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Philadelphia and Wilmington? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Philadelphia and Wilmington area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Philadelphia and Wilmington are perfect markets for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Does your Wi-Fi ever slow down because of your customers? Switch to Comcast Business and add Wi-Fi Pro, which lets you allocate how much bandwidth you give customers and your business. Get 75 megabit internet for just $49.95 a month for 2 years when you add 2 voice mobility lines. Wi-Fi Pro available for an additional charge. Switch before March 3rd and get a $300 prepaid card, too. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast business beyond fast.
Offer ends 3/3/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Pre-rate offer ends 3/3/19.
Hey, Philly, this is Joel Embiid. When I need a new car or truck, I trust Barlow Chevrolet. At Barlow, the process is simple. 1. Honest pricing. The price you see is the price you pay. 2. Selection. With over 500 vehicles in stock, there is something for everyone. 3. Dedicated service. At Barlow, the customers come first. So, when you need a new vehicle, put your trust in Barlow. Find new roles at Barlow Chevrolet in Darien and at BarlowChevrolet.com.
General Building Contractors Association, Philly's Commercial Construction Association, GBCA members have built our skylines, Philly's most iconic buildings, and every day, thanks to the GBCA, they're building more than just buildings, they're building skills and knowledge. The GBCA is helping to build a safer workforce. Excellence is building in the greater Philadelphia region, and the GBCA sets the standard of building excellence. The General Building Contractors Association. Visit GBCA.com to learn more.
Farzetta and Trey on Twitch. Follow 97.5 The Fanatic on Twitch.tv for Farzetta and Trey's post-show showcast. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome back, everybody. 6:51 here at 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm Joe Stasek in the house for a little over 2 more. Wow, that hour went by fast. Having a good time with you all on this Friday night, February 15th, halfway mark. Yesterday was the halfway mark of February, by the way, so the winter's kind of half over. I usually consider it up to March 31st the winter, so we've gotten past the first half, which was brutal. It was brutal. Don't let anyone tell you different. It was brutal. A little warmer today. Hopefully things will be looking up. I don't know if the groundhog saw a shadow or not. I think he did not. So I think we're good there or something like that. I don't know. Pay attention to Punxsutawney Phil. But anyway, 610-632-0975. You want to talk about Colin Kaepernick? Seems like a lot of the conversation is headed that way. So please feel free to chime in. I'm here to moderate and give my opinions. I'll take your opinions. If you want to talk about the leadership qualities I asked you about earlier in terms of is Machado, could he be the leader of this franchise going forward? Could Harper be the leader of this franchise going forward? I think Harper could be the leader of this franchise. Can you see Harper being the poster boy for this franchise? I do. Real Muto will be like, you know, you'll have a picture of Machado and then off, you know, flanking him to a little back, a little in back of him would be like Real Muto and then maybe Rhys Hoskins on the other side. It'll be like a triangle. He'll be the front man. It's like in 2008, 2007, 2009, that whole era when you had, you know, Jimmy, Chase, and Ryan. Those were your three, you know, mainstays, the foundation. Jimmy, Chase, Ryan. Now, was Chase Utley a leader? By definition, yeah, he was a leader, did everything he could not to lose, hated to lose, and performed at a high level. He was one of the best top three players and performed that way. He doesn't have the verbal. I think people sometimes get locked into that. Well, you got to need a guy who's fiery and has, you know, fire in the belly and yelling at guys and, you know, trying to shake up things in the clubhouse or whatever. Chase never did that. He didn't say boo. Brutal personality. Nice guy, brutal personality. He just didn't have a lot. Maybe he had more off the field than out of the clubhouse. He didn't say much to us. Jimmy, other way around, when he would talk. Jimmy would have weird days where he'd be like, oh, I don't talk on the second Tuesday of the month. Something ridiculous. We walked in one day before the opening day in 2000, was it 08? Might have been 2008. He's like, he comes out. He's ready to go take batting practice. And we're all standing around his locker. And he's like, oh, yeah, guys, I don't talk on opening day. What? Since when? What are you talking about? No, I don't talk opening day. Come back tomorrow. It's like the guy in Wizard of Oz. Wizard don't see nobody. Come back tomorrow. That's nice. But anyway, I don't know why I was talking about that. Oh, because Jimmy Rollins is more of a verbal guy. When he talked, though, man, he would fire away, and he was insightful. He was thoughtful. He gave great sound bites. Ryan Howard, on the other hand, somewhere in between Chase and Jimmy, talked a little bit more to the media, was always available, said some things, kind of cookie-cutter sound bites, but he had some things to say at times. He would say them, but those three guys were basically the foundation of this team. And, you know, you could sprinkle in the Jason Wirths and the Raul Banias, but those three were the leaders of that team. Now, if you brought again, you bring in Harper. You got Harper, Realmuto, and Rhys Hoskins is basically your leaders. And you throw in an Aaron Nola, who did himself justice, signing a $43 million extension. Didn't wait, didn't hold out, didn't have to wait till anyone else signed. Happy for the kid. Happy for the kid. He deserves it. And there's your four horsemen of this team. Should Harper decide to sign here. If it's Machado, see, here's the thing with Machado, because he kind of checks all the boxes except for one. Will he do everything in his power not to lose? He's the guy who basically said, I don't have the quote with me, but he said, yeah, running the ball out to first, not my cup of tea. That's not who I am. He said that. I'll pull up the quote and read it later, but that's what Manny Machado said. Not my cup of tea. Running the balls out to first, not who I am. Like, really? Did you actually just say that? I mean, it's just like, what? Let me see if I can pull it up here. Yeah, right here. This was Manny Machado. Obviously, I'm not going to change. I'm not the type of player that's going to be Johnny Hustle and run down the line and slide to first base and, you know, whatever can happen. That's just not my personality. That's not my cup of tea. That's not who I am. He said that. He said that into a hot microphone. So I don't know if that guy can be considered a leader. He's going to be somewhat of a leader because he's going to do a lot of things. He's going to hit 300. He's going to knock in 40 home runs for you. He'll do a lot of things. He'll play the hot corner, you know, better than anyone else. But I'm not sure how willing he is to sacrifice some things. And that comes from him, man. I'm not speculating. He actually said that. Spider in South Philly. Dance the drink back for me here. Spider, what you got? Y'all 97.5 The Fanatic, Spider. Spider. You know, Spider, that thing on your foot, it's bigger than your bleeping head. Gotta go, Spider. Sorry. Couldn't hang in there any longer, Spider. Let's go to Marcel and Trenton. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Marcel?
Hey, Joe, I'm just laughing at your Spider remark.
No. He was waiting on hold for like 10 minutes, and then he's not there.
Yeah, no, I know. You get an A for effort, for trying, for giving the guy a try.
Thank you. How you doing, man?
Listen, Joe, I don't want to keep you on for too long, but I just want to tell you this. I too am a veteran. I've done 6 tours in Iraq and 4 in Afghanistan.
Wow.
But listen, that's most as a soldier and a contractor. My job, my actual career field is DOD telecommunications. So I was on the comms package for General David Petraeus when he was a 3-star and Admiral Mike Mullins when he was the mission comm. At the time, I didn't know that Dave Petraeus would become director of the CIA, although I'm not surprised. But at the time, I didn't know that Mike Mullins would become chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, even though I'm not surprised. And so when you talk about leadership, my measuring sticks are pretty deep, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, oh yeah. I mean, that's real world stuff. I'm talking sports leaders. Yeah. I mean, that's not real world stuff. It's fun leadership.
Yeah, now here's the thing. Here's what's interesting. Here's what I learned by working with these men, because again, I had to watch these people make decisions, okay? Number one, I learned that I did not want to be a general. Heavy is the head that wears the crown. And it is easy for people like me and for you or anybody else who is not sitting in that chair, that leadership position, we can say whatever we want. But once you get in that leadership position, your decision-making become real different, real quick. And so, number two, I learned it's much easier to bring down a government than it is to actually run one. Hence why I said I would never want to be a general.
Mm-hmm.
Because beyond the pomp and circumstance, which is when you look at Carson Wentz and everything, when he ain't winning, you know, when he's winning, it's all grand.
That's
the
pomp
and circumstance.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, but then, and then ask yourself, why if leadership is such a big deal, then why isn't everybody on the team fighting to be that leader? Because there's the things that you don't see on TV that come along with that leadership position, because it's very uncomfortable.
Sure it is. Put the bullseye on your head.
Now to the point of, you know, Colin Kaepernick and the kneeling with the flag and all that other stuff, you know, I hear people chime in on it. And the one thing that I will say is that no matter what the opinion is, as a veteran, hearing these different opinions validates my service. It means, regardless of whether I agree with the act or not, it validates my service, because as freedom isn't always convenient.
Right.
Now, the thing is that you have to ask yourself, when you're listening to the people giving you these opinions, you have to ask yourself, in whose shoes are they walking? Because some of those opinions, if I had those opinions, because I am African American, it would be very dangerous for me to have those, to be that kind of cavalier. Because lo and behold,
right,
now that time has passed, the data has shown the things that Colin Kaepernick was silently, peacefully protesting about, it turns out he was right. It's actual fact. Here in the state of New Jersey, where I live at, the ACLU just released a report that the police here in this state actually have a thing with beating up people of color. That's a thing. That's a fact, a real fact. It's been proven. And so when you look at, you know, like the American experience here, it is very different for me because of the color of my skin than it is for you because of the color of your skin. So it's very easy for you to would be hard for you to understand, Joe, what my experience is, because you don't know what it's like to be me.
Right. That's exactly right.
And for a lot of people in this country, you know, you could say, you know, for a lot of people in this country, it doesn't matter how bad things get, at least I'm not black.
That will
tell you that you know what's going on. You know you don't want that for you, but when you hear someone such as myself, or you look at what Colin Kaepernick does, it makes you very uncomfortable. And so, and remember when we all as a team, remember the stuff we went through with Riley Cooper?
Sure.
And when he said what he said, and then you saw how the leadership stepped in and spoke, how Mike Vick spoke,
yep,
how you remember how they handled that whole situation?
Yes.
And it was really, now as a fan base, we went through that together, and you heard many different opinions, but we really all took our cues from the leaders on that team. Then that was a very troublesome and rocky period of time. And so again, when you talk about leadership, we must highlight not just the good and the bad, but the things that you don't see and don't count. When you talk about the American experience, recognize that, you know, that some people are giving you their outlook on it, but they're a bit handicapped, and more likely that handicap is based upon the skin that they're wrapped up in, because my experience is completely different than yours.
I totally
and those
agree.
Veterans who chime in, they took an oath to protect all Americans,
mm-hmm,
against danger, both foreign and domestic.
Yep.
And then if you look in this lately in this country, the biggest terroristic threats are from domestic terrorism.
Marcel, it was a great call. If I had some gifts to give out, I'd give them to you, man. I appreciate it, man. Love you, brother. I got to run. No, appreciate it, man. Good stuff by Marcel tonight. The problems are within the country, not foreign issues in terms of, you know, things that causing us danger or causing us to bolster security around these parts. Let's go to Mike in Norristown. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Michael?
Hey, how you doing?
All right, man.
Good. Here's the thing, and I think this is the problem with the whole situation and with Colin Kaepernick, is that it goes right into privilege. Like, you got, like, people just really don't see what the problem is. I mean, you have us as, I'm African American, but you have, I can't drive my car home at night, and if I get pulled over, my heart starts beating a little bit faster because I don't know how this interaction is going to go. And what Colin Kaepernick was doing was, he wasn't kneeling because he was disrespecting the flag. He was kneeling because someone had to bring attention to, like, what was going on in society, because, you know, we like to, like, cover it up or cover it over and say it was one incident here, one incident there. Hundreds of people have been killed over the last year and a half strictly for being African-American.
Yeah.
Fernando Castillo was killed in his car. He was killed in a car unarmed with his daughter in the car. And no one has a problem with that over him kneeling for the flag? There are hundreds of thousands of people of every ethnic origin that serve in the military. He's kneeling because guess what? Even though we can die for the country, we can't be protected in the country.
Yeah, and Arnold, that's a great point, and I appreciate the call, man. We've had some good calls tonight. It's certainly a touchy subject, and I appreciate everyone being respectful of other opinions and whatnot. I certainly have mine. I agreed with the last caller there in terms of, and the previous caller, Marcel, is, we're not wrapped up in the same skin as others. We, freedom, some of us, think freedom's great as long as it's convenient. Well, I personally, and I'll give this stance out, I gave it out at the beginning of the show, I was okay with Colin Kaepernick, what he did. To bring attention to a cause he deeply believed in. I never took it as he was disrespecting the flag. I can see how it was taken by military veterans as disrespectful to the flag. I've had friends who I've had known forever and have been in the military come at me for my stance or for my support of Colin Kaepernick. Again, he lost me when he pulled out the piggy socks, but okay, so we lost his mind for a little bit. But overall, he had a peaceful protest. He drew attention to himself, and then, of course, he's going to get a lot of attention that way. But why are you kneeling, when it finally came out, someone finally noticed it, and then he starts talking about police brutality and racial injustice in America and things, subjects he wanted to use his platform to convey. And, I don't know how much the settlement was for, and it hasn't been disclosed. I heard on the previous show they were talking about $60, $70 million. I don't know where the number came from. But if I was him, I don't know the terms of the deal they struck with the NFL, but I would certainly still want to, one, I'd want to play. Even if I did get cashed up, because that's what I do, I'd want to play football. But two, it still gives me the platform. I can still speak on things. Now, I don't know whether, again, he's been, asked to omerta if he does get back into the league on this subject. And what I don't know the terms of the, they didn't disclose anything. Didn't even disclose the money. I just heard the number getting kicked around on the previous show. So I thought it was at $70 million, but it doesn't look like any number has been released. But it had to be pretty chunky for Colin Kaepernick to say, let's do this. And Eric Reed, too. He got some cash, too, in the deal. Remember, he was the one who started a fight with Malcolm Jenkins before the game, the Carolina game. Because he called Malcolm Jenkins a sellout because $89 million were donated by the NFL in, 2017 for various causes. And he thought Malcolm Jenkins took the money and was a sellout because of it. And so, again, Malcolm Jenkins took the high road. He's still my brother. We love the fact that he's still in the league. Carolina gave him a new contract for 3 years. He's a good player. But, this whole thing has divided, us as an NFL fan base and, sometimes as a society just by what he did. And, again, I'm in support of him because it was a peaceful protest. He got out his point, made his opinion known, and I think it's for a good cause. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Arnold in Cheltenham. You're on 97.5. What's up, Arnold?
Hey, how you doing?
Good morning, man.
This is your third call in a row, I see, of a black veteran.
Say again, bro. I'm sorry.
This is your third call in a row from a black veteran.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and that's about right.
After my two Vietnam tours and my 20 years in the military, I felt like we needed somebody to bring those things to attention. But I saw where the change came. And it was portrayed by the president. But he always changing something around to make it look like it's not what it is. So, but I mean, I was glad that it went as far as it did and got as much attention as it did from the people that understood. I seem to hear two different things on this station. It's like, as a black Vietnam veteran, I hear difference from other veterans not of this color. They don't, it's like we went to war. We didn't go to war for nothing.
Well, what are you hearing that differs from your fellow black veterans?
It seems like some other veterans don't think we should have been protesting.
Okay, so again, right. Now black veterans or other veterans?
No, other veterans.
Okay. Can I ask you something? How did the black veterans, you being one of them, how did you feel about the protest?
Well,
How do I feel about the president?
No, the protest.
Oh, the protest? I thought the protest was fine. I thought we need as much light put on that as possible. I done been through some things with the police. I mean, I'm trying to give me a couple of cases. One case they was going to give me, and the only reason they didn't give it to me because I said, well, I just got out of court. Don't believe me? Call a judge.
Yeah. All right, I appreciate it, man. Great stuff. I appreciate it. Yeah, to be honest, I'm not huge on the police either for personal reasons. It's like me hating officials, all officials of any kind, any zebra, any NBA official, college official. I just lump them into one group and say they all kind of suck. And I'm not big on the police either. I know there's some good guys out there. I actually know some personally, but in general, not a huge police guy for personal reasons. 610-632-0975. Got to take another break. We've got a long segment coming up afterwards. Not too many open phone lines right now. Do your best to chime in. 610-632-0975. I started this conversation on leadership and whatnot, and we can kind of blend it into the Colin Kaepernick situation, being a leader of his cause. I was talking about X's and O's and baseball and non-baseball and ice creams and lollipops, but we can get into this subject some more because it stimulated some good conversation. I'm Joe Stajak here at 9 o'clock tonight. Stick around, folks.
Let that be a lesson to you boys and girls. Don't ever argue with the big dog. Big dog is always right.
It's Joe Stajak on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Texan takes additional offers on select models with approved credit. 24-month lease on Core Acadia, $2,495 due at signing with 1,500 GM competitive lease for dealer qualified event ends 2/20/19. Call 1-800-KERBECK for full details.
It's an executive order. Frank Kerbeck issues presidential savings on over 250 Buicks and GMCs. Reduced up to 33% off MSRP. 0% financing up to 72 months on most Buick models. Lease new 2019 Buick Encore. Just $129 per month. Lease 2019 GMC 7-passenger Acadia. $199 per month. Experience the new Buick GMC. We are professional grade. Buicks and GMCs reduced up to 33% off MSRP. 0% up to 72 months. Buick Encore. $129 a month. GMC Acadia, $199 a month. Get presidential savings now at FC Kerbeck Buick GMC.com.
Come join us.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Save money on your car insurance by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Hey, is it always this cold in here? It doesn't bother me. Doesn't bother me a bit. I just kind of curious because if it's the equipment or something, that's fine. It's just, woo. Kind of chilly.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now a bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. By the way, unless you're in Missouri or Illinois, I'm not licensed in your state, but that's okay. Our attorneys in your state are.
Contact Cordell & Cordell, the partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. Offices in Philadelphia, Radnor, and Allentown, Pennsylvania, and Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Michelle Ferrari, licensed in New Jersey and Pennsylvania.
Everyone knows that even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out, and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding, and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank account, laws. Even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS tax debt assistance program that could save you thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who could protect you from the IRS, ensuring that you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A-plus rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
It's been a wicked winter, especially for roofs. They're getting battered and beaten by wind, rain, snow, sleet, and ice. Shingles cracked and stripped, tiles torn and ripped. Now's the time to call Roofing Nation and stop the damage before it gets worse. Roofing Nation's experts can arrange for a new replacement roof at 50% off. Plus, get 0% interest for 18 months. Your roof is your home's protector, and bad old roofs can lead to leaks and mold, causing further damage to the rest of your home. A new Roofing Nation roof will not only protect you from the outside conditions, but it'll add value and curb appeal to your home. So call the GAF Master Certified Experts at Roofing Nation today and get 50% off a top-of-the-line roofing system, which includes GAF's Golden Pledge Lifetime Warranty System on your new roof. Plus 0% financing. Get a free roof estimate today. Just call 833-4NATION or visit roofingnation.com. If your roof is 15 years old, now's the time to replace it. Call today for your free in-home estimate. 833-4NATION or roofingnation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
During Aaron's President's Day weekend event, it's your right to make no payments. Lease to own with no money down and no payment until March 1st. Plus save on living rooms, a Philips TV bundle, or a Samsung laundry pair with no credit needed and free delivery and setup. Now through Monday, visit a participating store or Aarons.com. With these offers, we all win during Aaron's President's Day weekend event. And most stores open on Sundays.
Transaction advertises a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
French Creek Outfitters in Phoenixville, PA has everything you need for the great outdoors and beyond. Camping gear, kayaks, hunting apparel, or gifts, all the big names, they have them. Great selection of gun safes in stock, and don't worry about how you're going to move it, they deliver. French Creek Outfitters has indoor archery and shooting ranges, too. French Creek Outfitters, located on Route 23, just west of Phoenixville. Shop them online at FrenchCreekOutfitters.com. French Creek Outfitters, why take a chance with anybody else?
Catch the Delaware Bluecoats at the all-new 76ers Fieldhouse, now open for NBA G League basketball in Wilmington, Delaware. You don't want to miss the ultimate night out with friends, family, or coworkers. Get your tickets today for Hispanic Heritage Night on March 11th, Heroes and Villains Night on March 16th, or the Pro Wrestling Extravaganza on March 23rd. More information at Sixers.com/Bluecoats. That's Sixers.com/Bluecoats. Join the revolution today.
Macy's President's Day Furniture and Mattress Sale is going on now. It's the perfect time to shop incredible supervised closeouts and great savings, like a 5-piece Radley Chaise sectional for $1,789. Pick out a Tribeca Queen storage bed for just $499. And get a free adjustable base when you buy a Beautyrest Caribbean Blue Plush Mattress, $597. Plus, learn how you can get 24-month financing when you use your Macy's credit card on qualifying purchases. Right now at Macy's. Savings off sale prices, exclusions apply.
Fox Tonight.
You are wrongfully convicted of first-degree murder.
That's correct.
From the executive producer of Empire.
The real murderer is still out there.
Free the innocent. Find the guilty.
No matter who it is, I'll find them.
Kelsey Grammer stars.
I still believe you're guilty.
The series premiere you can't miss.
What are you hiding?
Proven innocent. Premieres after a special one-hour Last Man Standing. Tonight, 9, 8 Central on Fox.
Sports talk for Germantown, Mount Airy, and all of Philadelphia.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Joe Stazak. We're broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. Josh Rabick behind the glass. He's producing the show tonight, taking your calls at 610-632-0975. Well, I and intended to talk about Manny Machado and Bryce Harper and leadership qualities and Tom Brady and Mark Messier and Sidney Crosby and Randall Cunningham, guys like that, Pete Rose, Mike Schmidt, at all. But this conversation is taking a little turn, and it's fine because I started the show with this. The news that came out today, the NFL and Colin Kaepernick's group came to an agreement, and they decided not to disclose any details, but they came to a settlement on this whole situation, the grievance that Colin Kaepernick filed to, quote, be simply treated fairly by the league, unquote. And Mark Garagos is his lawyer, famous defense lawyer. Didn't get the job done for Scott Peterson, but got it done for Colin Kaepernick today. Don't know the terms. The money has not come down yet. I'm hearing upwards of $70 million. I don't know that as a fact, because we don't have the facts yet, and it's been sealed. But you know that's going to leak at some point. You know, it's going to be from Colin Kaepernick's crew. Yeah, I would think. So someone's going to tell someone, and someone's going to leak it, and it'll be on social media soon, and that's fine. I don't really care what it was. I like the fact that they settled. Colin Kaepernick seems like he kind of got what he wanted from the league because he was blackballed, believe it or not, because he knelt down for the national anthem. Basically, that was it. He got blackballed from the league for kneeling during the national anthem and trying to bring to light some of his opinions on certain situations like racial inequality, police brutality against young African-American people. He wanted to bring that to light, and he was successful at doing it. It kind of became like this major international story. He just started sitting down during the national anthem at a couple games, and finally one astute reporter said, "Hey, I noticed you're sitting down during the games," and that's when it started to come out, and that's when it grew and it grew and grew and got around the league, and then you would have half the team, this team would stand up, half the team would not, and it became the racial division was formed at that point. And listen, I'm okay with what Colin Kaepernick did. I know a lot of military veterans are not, or military people who are engaged in the military are not. We had the first caller on tonight. If I can't remember his name, but Ryan, I think it was very unhappy, called it disgusting, the act of kneeling during the national anthem, because he was in the military, saw some horrific things, and had to send some of his fellow soldiers, you know, in crates back on cargo planes, you know, to their families, didn't make it. And not a big fan. We've had some black veterans on tonight, African-American veterans, to tell their side of the story. And please feel free to chime in. I'll be the moderator. We'll talk about this. We'll talk it out. I want to get your thoughts on it. 610-632-0975. If by chance you want to talk about that other subject, please feel free. I was talking about great leaders in this town. Can Manny Machado, can Bryce Harper be like the face of the Phillies franchise going forward? I think Bryce Harper could be. I think Manny Machado, in theory, could be. I just think it's hilarious that you're talking about a leader from a guy who basically said in last year's playoffs games, I think it was October, obviously, I'm not going to change. I'm not the type of player that's going to be Johnny Hustle. He said this about himself. And run down the line and slide to first base and, you know, whatever can happen. That's just not my personality. That's just not my cup of tea. That's not who I am. So he's basically telling you, I'm not, you know, give me $400 million, but I'm not really going to hustle down the line for, you know, grounders that I think I'm going to get thrown out on. Probably not going to happen. Probably not going to make a hustle play here. The chances are I might not get to it. If I'm his agent, I'm sticking the biggest sock I can find in his mouth. It'd be like if I was on the Clinton campaign, if I was one of his political advisors or his campaign manager, I could not find a bigger tub of tar to stick in his mouth just to keep him quiet for all the dumb things he said during the campaign. Now, a lot of that stuff, you know, worked in his favor. People liked the fact that he was abrupt. He said what he thought. He wanted a lot of change, but he just said so many stupid things, so many ridiculous things, racially insensitive things in general. But we're talking about leaders. We're talking about Colin Kaepernick tonight. So please feel free to chime in with your thoughts. Let's kick it to John and Gladwin right now. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, John?
Hey, how you doing, John?
How are you, man?
Yeah, I'm going to chime in on this Kaepernick thing. I served in the U.S. military, and I didn't have a problem with it. And it never entered my mind that he was, or the players were disrespected in the military. A lot of them have family members who served or are serving at this time. I thought the kneeling was to communicate that they meant no disrespect to the flag or the military, was the point they were trying to make. And some of your other callers made the point that the flag stands for liberty and justice for all. And I think that the kneeling was to say that it's not happening right now. Okay, here's what I do have a problem. Okay, people have their opinion. So it's an opinion that it's a disrespecting the military. Let me give you a fact, because this is what bothers me. It's not an opinion, it's a fact. What bothers me is when you have certain leaders and political talk radio people who spun this disrespecting the military for their own personal gain or reasons and maligned military heroes and family members of war heroes is a fact. That is something that bothers me, and to me it should bother everybody that served in the military.
That's good stuff, Johnny. I appreciate you always calling in, man. Good stuff, good opinion, good points. Let's go to Troy out there in the Philadelphia evening. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Troy?
Hey, what's going on, man?
How are you, man?
Pretty good. I just want to weigh in on Kaepernick real quick and then give you two leaders, if that's okay.
Let's do it.
All right, so Kaepernick, I think the whole thing is very simple. I think the man is well within his right to do what he's doing. He's bringing light to an injustice, and I think he's well within his right to do so. You can disagree with it, but at the end of the day, he's not hurting anybody. He's just, again, bringing light to a fact. As your other callers have pointed out, it's a fact that there is an injustice going on. And I think if you feel offended by that, I don't know what to tell you. I respect all the veterans, but at the end of the day, they're fighting for all of our rights. And one of those rights is for him to peacefully protest.
Yeah, you know, I threw it out there a lot, and I got slammed for it, but I agree with that. The reason that the military folks are fighting for us and doing a bang-up job of it, by the way, if I haven't mentioned it before, I applaud all of them, and I think, you know, bow down to them for what they have to do and the, what they're serving and the purpose and the cause and whatever. But they are fighting for the First Amendment right of free speech, freedom of speech, and he's doing that because of what the military has done and had done since, you know, 250 years ago, had done for this country was the right to have free speech, which in turn you can use that right and protest something that has to do with the military. But that's what it was fought for. That was the whole design of it. It's working. It has worked. This whole conversation we're having tonight, freedom of speech, we have different opinions. It works. It has worked, and it continues to work.
Yeah, definitely agree with that. So real quick, two leaders. One, I think, surefire, you're going to agree with. The other one, I want your opinion on, so I'll hang up and listen.
Shoot.
Number one, Derek Jeter. And then number two, Jimmy Butler. Thanks, man.
Thank you. You know, Troy, and I appreciate the call. That's two interesting names. Derek Jeter, no-brainer. And talk about a guy, and I don't even know if I mentioned this. I thought it was kind of implied when I talk about great leaders and they have to be able to play the game at a high level, top three player on your team, and perform like it. Got to have that clutch gene. I thought that's kind of implied with what I said, but if it's not, I'll throw it out there. You have to have that clutch gene. Derek Jeter was one of the most clutch players you will ever run into in any sport. Always came up with a clutch home run, a clutch double, a clutch play in the field. Probably the only player I remember who was more clutch than Jeter is Big Poppy. But that's the only one. I mean, and both of those two were in different ionospheres in terms of clutch play. I think Big Poppy might have done it a little bit more, but I mean, my goodness, I wouldn't have a problem if he gave me a choice of the two. I'll take Jeter. Put my money on Jeter, man. Hugely clutch. Jimmy Butler, that's a good one. I wrote that down as a quasi-leader because is he one of the top three players on the team? Yeah, I think so. Does he have the clutch gene? Remains to kind of be seen. Does he perform at a higher level? Most nights. There's some nights where he just kind of checks out. and he's a little outspoken. Now, I'm okay with guys not necessarily having an ego, but having super confidence and confidence enough that you can go to your coach, you can go to your teammate, you can tell it like it is, you tell what you think in terms of constructively moving forward. What I, you know, it's like the Carson Wentz thing. You know, it'd be crazy to think that his teammates are trying to run him out of town. Listen, he, you know, any quarterback that doesn't act that way at times, you know, by definition, it's a little selfish. You're the quarterback. You're it. Tom, you don't think Tom Brady does that? Heck, he told his offensive coordinator on tape, on camera, to go F himself. Actually, he said F you. I mean, and listen, they won Super Bowls together. They won tons of them together. It's what happens. You know, but Jimmy Butler, it's his third team. There's some rumblings now about, you know, copacetic-ness. I don't know. I'm going to say yes. I'm going to put him in the leader category. He's a leader in my clubhouse until otherwise noted. Until something blows up here, I see everything working out fine. I think he's engaged, especially now that Tobias Harris is here, even if his touches go down a little bit. I think he's engaged in the system. I think first and foremost, Jimmy Butler wants to win. That's what I want in my leader. The only thing I want him to care about is winning. Not hurting feelings or not hurting feelings. This isn't show friends, it's show business. The only thing I want him to care about is winning, and he does that. So I will put him in that leadership category, if you will. Thank you for the call, Troy. Let's go to Mike in Bucks County on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Mike? Hi, Michael.
Hey, how's it going?
How are you, man?
I just want to weigh in on the Kaepernick situation.
Shoot.
My issue with it is, you know, it's his job, you know what I mean, to go and play football. You know, if I go into my job and I protest and stuff like that, they're going to have an issue with it. You know what I mean? They're not going to keep me around. You know what I mean? And he gets compensated very well to go in and play football. And I think there's a lot of different things that he could have done, you know, to bring light to the situation. You know what I mean? And then Eric Reed, I don't even know where this guy came from. You know, why is he getting paid?
Oh, he was part of the whole. I mean, he was kneeling in San Francisco and whatnot, and he thought he got blackballed as well. You know, he didn't get he signed a deal with the Carolina Panthers, so that happened, and he also, I believe, he was awarded some cash payments in this outcome today.
And then when he came back in the league, he played that game. He played against the Eagles. I mean, I don't know if you watched the game, but I mean, he was like very violent in that game, wasn't he?
In the Eagles game.
I thought
he had a good game. I thought he had a good game, and he should have been credited with that interception that Wentz threw that he got a second life on. I thought he had a really good game that day. I did. And I think he was probably extra fired up, though. You see his eyes when he was talking to Malcolm Jenkins?
He's coming back to the NFL. I understand that. But, I mean, he took a cheap shot on Wentz, and then he went after Malcolm Jenkins, which...
Yeah, he's not a big fan of Malcolm Jenkins.
But if you're going to be a professional, you know, that's stuff you handle off the field.
I agree. I agree with that.
You know what I mean? Now, I mean, say Kaepernick got $70 million. My thing is, if he's, you know, trying to bring light to the situation and stuff, don't you think that money should be donated back into something that's, you know, really going to, you know, help a cause?
Well, that's...
Not all of it, but I'm saying donate, you know, part of the money into, you know, reform for... Justice,
well, Mike, and I appreciate the phone call. That's going to be up to Colin Kaepernick and Eric Reed, what they do with the money. You know, the NFL did donate $89 million to the Players Association to kind of work, you know, dole it out and pay for causes and awareness to different causes. And, you know, when Malcolm Jenkins agreed to take that, that's when Eric Reed thought he was a sellout because there was so much more needed in terms of this situation for this specific cause. I thought he had a good game, though. You see his eyes, though? That picture. There was a meme going around with his eyes, a picture of his face when he was going at it with Malcolm Jenkins. Don't want to really enter into his zone anytime soon. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Rich in North Philly on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Rich?
How you doing?
All right, man.
Of course, I want to. This is a hot topic. Of course, I want to win on a cat thing. And I got one leader that I like, too. But, there was a movie, Bronx Tale, and a movie, a guy named Colosio, a little boy, he was trying to tell one of his friends, the black kids came into town, he was trying to tell his friends, they're not buying anybody, they're just riding their bikes. So the black, so the kid said to him, I still don't like him, it doesn't matter. And I think that's the attitude that a lot of people, even some of the soldiers, No disrespect to them, but it seems like that's the attitude that they're taking. Because once I realize a person is doing something, because soldiers go to war, and we all mourn that. We mourn them dying. We mourn them coming back with lost limbs. We mourn all those things. So when that happens and we mourn, and when you have something in this country, people dying, if you take the racial inequality out of it, say I'm not even talking about that. You just take the little kids dying on the, or the little kid that died on the playground. Some people that got the guy that had a weapon and told the cop he had a weapon and he got shot. Now, some of them might have been mistakes. Some of them might have been not by accident, but the things that happen on purpose and those things, like for those people not to mourn or for those people not to feel some type of way, these soldiers that say they go overseas and they do all these things to protect this country, for those people not to feel sorry like we feel sorry when these people go to war. And I'm not trying to say it's a white or black thing. I'm just trying to say just period. Just somebody losing a loss of life, and especially for something that, when you go to war, you I know I'm in war. I know it's possibly used to happen. When I walk out my door and I send my kid to the playground, I don't know he's going to die. You don't know that's going to happen. So those are the things that I think is just one in a person's sympathy and one in a person's understanding. And I heard a guy say earlier something about him being an idiot. He can have his personal feelings about it, but it kind of contradicts yourself when you say he has the right to do it, but then you feel personally about him doing something when you really don't want to understand why he's doing it and the reason why he do it. Because if you did, I'm not trying to say that you might feel different, but you might have a little sympathy, like when you said the flag was draped over the kids 19 and 20. Those still things that happen, those things are happening in this country.
Yeah, Rich, I appreciate the call, man. You know, good stuff tonight, by the way. Give yourselves a hand out there. Very, very peaceful conversation tonight, going back and forth. No tempers have been raised. Nothing has been thrown, at least not in this studio. Of course, I got Josh Rayback back there to kind of keep things to a simmer. But interesting night. And listen, if you want to talk Kaepernick, but throw in a leader question as well, or throw something at me, or give me your best leader or your Fergazi leader, or a guy who's not a great leader, please feel free to do that as well. We'll throw that in as the side topic. It was supposed to be the main topic. Colin Kaepernick has taken center stage, which is totally fine with me. I will talk about this as long as we want to tonight. Paul in Jersey on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Paul?
Hey, how are you?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. I wanted to respond to the black vet who called in and had an issue with white vets. I'm a Vietnam veteran, so I should make that clear.
Okay.
And I'm white. And he indicated that there was no support from white veterans. Well, first, I want to say welcome home, brother. But you're wrong. I am total support of Colin Kaepernick and his effort to raise awareness under the guise of a professional football, which is a game. You can't compare leaders in games with leaders in war.
All right, that's what I mentioned that earlier. This is just fun leadership, not like real leadership. He's talking about CIA directors and joint chiefs of staff. I'm talking about quarterbacks and left fielders.
Yeah. I just want to say that as a Vietnam vet, I was drafted. I was there 1965. I was a medic. But as a Vietnam vet, I watched the complete waste of human lives.
Sure.
The complete waste of money for what? For nothing. It was for absolutely nothing. We went there to do what? To keep two countries separate because of their...
Incredible.
Communism and democracy.
Were you on the front line, Paul? Excuse me. Were you on the front line?
Oh, I was a medic.
You were? Okay. Wow. You must have seen a lot.
Medevac.
Must have seen a lot. Oh, my goodness.
I was a medic in an aid station. And again, I respect Colin Kaepernick tremendously. I thought what he did really spoke a lot to his character and the manner in which he did it. He was never disrespectful to anyone. He was just stating his cause in a way that he would get people to realize and to pay attention to what happens in the black communities. And so what better place than that?
I agree. And
let people know.
Yeah, Paul, I appreciate it, man. He had a tremendous platform and he used it. And I'm okay with that. You know, you do what you need to do. You got a situation, you got a platform. I have a mini platform right here. I'm not going to go spew my thoughts on politics and my causes and whatever. But, I mean, it's kind of like a platform, which if I wanted to abuse it, yeah, I have people listening because they want to talk sports. I could throw some things in here or there. I'm not going to do that. But he's got a platform. He plays in the National Football League, or did. And he almost won a Super Bowl, you know, about 7-8 years ago, and was an up-and-comer. And he used his platform before his career kind of took a dive, because once there was the mass exodus in San Francisco, he didn't have a whole lot of help around him. But, you know, I think he still had a lot of good football years left in him. I still think he does. And we'll keep an eye on Colin Kaepernick to see if anyone will now decollude. Is that a word, decollude? To maybe sign him, give him a shot. I mean, there's a lack of good quarterback play out there. There is a lack of good quarterback play out there. And he's a guy who's done it. He's done it. I would have put him in the great leader category back in the day when he was slinging it for the 49ers and what he was doing. And the following year, when they didn't get back to the Super Bowl, lost to the Seattle Seahawks, where he had a rush for 130 yards just to keep them in the ball game, keep them within 10. And then there was that play that, what's his name? You know, called Crabtree a sorry receiver. Yeah, that was the cornerback for Seattle. Long hair. Thank you, Richard Sherman. How'd I forget that? That was the game. He was a stud. I thought Colin Kaepernick was an absolute stud. And we'll see if what the future holds for him. 610-632-0975. Give me a call. One or two open phone lines, but they are filling up fast tonight, folks. A lot of people want to talk about this situation with Colin Kaepernick. Also want to chime in on Manny Machado or the leader conversation we were talking about earlier tonight. Please feel free to do so. I'm Joe Stajak. I'm here till 9 o'clock tonight. Stick around.
Let that be a lesson to you, boys and girls. Don't ever argue with the big dog. Big dog is always right.
It's Joe Stajak on 97.5 The Fanatic.
There's a place in Pennsylvania where the aroma of freshly baked bread takes you back to a kinder, gentler time. A time when families still gather together to enjoy a handmade tomato pie. When traditional recipes and fresh ingredients combine for an authentic old-world taste. That time and place still exist at Corpolese Bakery and Deli. Since 1924, the Corpolese family has been sharing their favorite foods and flavors with their favorite Philadelphians. Hand-carved deli meats and cheeses, freshly baked breads, rolls, cookies, pies, and more. And of course, the world-famous Corpolese tomato pie, voted best in Philadelphia in 2014. Corpolese Bakery and Deli in Norristown, Limerick, and Douglasville, where four generations of pride go into everything they make, including hoagie and party trays, specialty cakes, and stromboli. Take yourself back to a better time at Corpolese Bakery and Deli, where nostalgia isn't just a word, it's an ingredient. Learn more at CorpoliseBakery.com.
The winter nights are long and cold, so come and warm up at Creekside Cabaret, Montgomery County's premier destination for upscale adult entertainment. Come out and watch the pay-per-view fights of the UFC and boxing live at Creekside Cabaret all month long. To see more, check out Creekside Cabaret's online calendar to find out about all of their featured performers and other awesome events, like monthly amateur night featuring a cash prize to the winner. Having a guy's night out? Creekside Cabaret is your bachelor party headquarters, with a full bar and VIP bottle service always available. You can even start your night off right with Creekside Cabaret's hotter happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. for great times and great specials, including $2 domestic beers, $3 imports, and $3 mixed drinks. Only at Creekside Cabaret. Open every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 p.m. to 2 a.m. at Montgomery County's only true gentlemen's club, 3225 Advance Lane, right off Free 309 in Hatfield. Online at creeksidecabaret.com.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Bundle home and auto with Progressive and save on your car insurance. Excuse me, maybe we should add in the word money so they know that they're saving money. I'm just going to add that in there, okay? Yeah, hello? Just nodding at me. Okay, well, he's got enough buttons to push in there.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
I need your attention for a moment because this is monumental. Dell's biggest President's Day sale ever is officially on. Shop amazing early deals on Dell and Alienware computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors right now. And do not forget to check out the limited quantity doorbusters on the 18th. You're truly getting huge savings on everything from Dell computers to Samsung TVs, plus free shipping on everything. Call 800-BUY-DELL now or go to Dell.com/President's Day. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
Tax additional. All offers on select models with approved credit. 2018 Cadillac XTS, 30,428 previous rental miles, 3.19% for 84 months, 319.50 for 84 months, and 5.89% APR with $49.95 down. Call 1-800-KERBECK for full details.
It's an executive order. Frank Kerbeck issues presidential savings. Over 180 Cadillacs reduced. 2018 Cadillac XTS all-wheel drive, just $26,800. Original MSRP was $53,740. You pay $26,800. That's half price. Just $319 per month buys it. Financing as low as 3.19%. All-wheel drive. Cadillac XTS. Original MSRP was $53,740. You pay just $26,800. That's half price. $319 per month buys it. Not a lease. You own it. Cadillac XTS was $53,700. You pay just $26,800. That's half price. Get presidential savings now at FC Kerbeck.
Come join us.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owed the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima Tax, they helped me. They calmed me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a lot better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Attention. If you're in debt to the IRS and frustrated with your options, for a limited time, you can call and quickly check your eligibility for the Fresh Start programs offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax problem. Through this special toll-free hotline number, you can find out in minutes if you qualify for these powerful new debt reduction programs green-lighted by the IRS for 2019. If you have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or just want to know your options, business or personal, Republic Tax Relief's A-plus rated tax relief system has helped thousands stop IRS collections immediately and saved millions in tax debt. These relief programs will not last forever. Call the hotline number now, 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937. Check your eligibility for tax debt savings today. Call 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937.
During Aaron's President's Day weekend event, it's your right to make no payments. Lease to own with no money down and no payment until March 1st. Plus, save on living rooms, a Philips TV bundle, or a Samsung laundry pair with no credit needed and free delivery and setup. Now through Monday, visit a participating store or Aarons.com. With these offers, we all win during Aaron's President's Day weekend event. And most stores open on Sundays.
Transaction advertises a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
The Delaware Bluecoats have arrived in Wilmington. The all-new 76ers Fieldhouse is now open for fast-paced and high-flying NBA G League basketball. Group packages start at just $10 a ticket and include access to unparalleled fan experiences like high-five tunnels, captain's huddle, and post-game free throws. Book your group outing today. More information at Sixers.com/Bluecoats. That's Sixers.com/Bluecoats. Join the revolution today.
Oh, wow. Disturbed, the Evolution Tour. This Monday night.
Are you ready?
Wells Fargo Center.
Get up.
New album, Evolution, out now. Special guest. Three Days Grace. Disturbed, live.
Darkness, my own.
Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com.
We all are there.
Listen, watch, and react.
Barzetta and Trey are on twitch.tv. Just follow 97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome back. 7:49 here at 97.5 The Fanatic. Marky Mark bringing us back from break. Having a good time with all y'all tonight. I'm here till 9 o'clock. D-line him at that time. Josh Rabick behind the glass taking your calls at 610-632-0975. We're talking about leaders, heroes, and Fugazi leaders, if you will. In case you're just joining in, a lot of this talk is stemming around the Colin Kaepernick situation. In case you hadn't heard, he reached a deal with the NFL. He and Eric Reid did for an undisclosed sum of money. Undisclosed terms of the deal, but they have reached a settlement. So that trial of collusion or alleged collusion has halted and will be no longer and will cease to exist. We're also talking about leaders in the clubhouse, great leaders, foreign and domestic. When I mean foreign, I mean outside of our local scene. You know, you can talk about Bob Clark, Pete Rose, Mike Schmidt, Randall Cunningham, great leaders. You can talk about the ones outside of that. You know, Mark Messier, Sidney Crosby, Tom Brady, Ray Lewis, Ed Reed, guys like that. You know, who are some of the great leaders? Great leaders. I'm looking for a great leader for this Phillies team. I'm looking for a great leader. And I hope Harper can be that guy because I think they're going to have a better shot at getting Bryce Harper here. And he's going to look fabulous in the Phillies uniform, batting in front of Rhys Hoskins and behind JT Realmuto, if that's what, the way they go, if that's what the lineup looks like, second, third, and fourth. I mean, it's not quite, you know, well, Jimmy was number one. But it's not like Jimmy, Chase, and Ryan Howard, but close. That's going to be a hell of a lineup. But I'm looking for a leader. Is he a leader? Can he be the leader? Can he be the face of the franchise? I think so. I think Bryce Harper can be. You know, he's a little brash. He's a little edgy. He's kind of like the it guy. He's got that hair thing going on. Bangs a lot of home runs. Probably not all he bangs, but he does bang out a lot of home runs. And love to see him here. I can't wait to see him here, actually. I think he's going to be here. I think Bryce Harper will be a Philly.
I agree.
Thank you, Josh Rabick, for chiming in on that. I think he's going to be here. I don't know when. I don't know how long it's going to take. But, yeah, the Major League Baseball has a lot of free agents to sign. Dallas Keuchel still out there. Craig Kimbrell still out there. Marvin Gonzalez, Josh Harrison. A lot of these big-name free agents are still out there, including the two biggest, Manny Machado and Bryce Harper. So what say you? 610-632-0975. Last caller called up, and he gave me a great leader, Derek Jeter, and he asked me what I thought about Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler's one that's kind of like, well, you could go this way, but there might be some things, some aggravating circumstances that might bring him down a little bit. So he asked me my thoughts on him. I said, overall, I'd say he could be put in a good leader category. He's not a great leader yet. He doesn't perform like a great leader yet. I don't know if he ever will, but he can be a good leader. He's not going to be the guy. He's not going to give you 30 and 10 a night, but he's a good player. Can shoot the ball. His intensity is good for the most part. Again, there's games where he sometimes kind of seems to disengage. So, you got to be engaged all the time. It's a 24/7 thing to be a great leader. And he has that thing where he has a little history of, you know, barking back, causing some friction by being outspoken. Some rumblings of it happened here a little while ago, but I think he's going to be fine, especially now with Tobias Harris in the house and the Fab Five or whatever you want to call them. Forget don't call them the Fantastic Five, please. I think that's a ridiculous name. Kind of cheesy. Not that the Fab Five's creative. It's just that I got nothing else to call them, so I'll call them the Fab Five. And you can pretend like you spell it with a PH. I think the Sixers are going to be fine there. But what say you? 610-632-0975. And, of course, we're talking about Colin Kaepernick. Have been since the show started, and we'll continue to do so. So, Mike and Del Ran, you're next on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Michael?
What's up, John? How you doing, man?
Good, man. How you doing?
I called in to talk some Sixer stuff, and then I'm like, oh, man, I didn't realize it was such a hot topic.
No, it's a big-time topic tonight, man. It just took off. It just took off.
I look at sports because I want to forget about it.
Right, so right. The serious stuff, so. Right?
Right. So, I don't have an opinion either way. But I want to talk to you about leadership.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, it's not a player. It's a coach. He's in our own backyard, and I'm talking about Jay Wright.
Oh, I love Jay Wright.
I talked a couple weeks ago on the midday show. They were talking about Bill Belichick winning the Super Bowl, and he's going to go down as one of the greatest coaches in all the sports, right?
Yep.
So I asked Anthony, I said, where do you put Jay Wright on a list? Like, if you had to come up with a list of some of the greatest coaches in all of sports, does he crack a top 50? Because I think he does. With what he's done at Villanova, right?
It's incredible.
It's incredible. You know, I mean, you don't have any guys coming out of there being superstars, right? He's been able to turn a small town, school into
a power.
Being able to compete with Kansas and Kentucky.
Yeah, they're the Blue Bloods now. They're part of the Blue Bloods team.
Right. And so here's why I ask, right? Now, obviously, you give Brett Brown the rest of the season. If he makes it to the Eastern Conference Finals, you keep him. But if not, I want to ask John Littleton to borrow some of that dumb money, that stupid money. Give Jay Wright a check, slide it across the table, blank, tell him to put whatever he wants on it, and have him coach the Sixers team, man, because that guy, I know sometimes it's hard for college coaches to be able to get in the heads of veterans, but I think with what that guy brings and his history, the respect that he carries, I think that dude could win us titles, man.
Well, I will respectfully say that I would like to kind of nix that deal, Mike, for the simple reason is I went to Villanova. I'm a Villanova grad. I like him coaching my team. You know, I don't want
what
that.
What else does he have to prove?
You're right. Unless he just wants to keep winning them. I mean, Roy Williams is still in the game, and, Dean Smith only won two, and he left the game. But, I mean, Jay Wright's record, ridiculous. Last five seasons, not including this one, 29-5, 33-3, 35-5. 32-4, and last year 36-4. Another national championship, two in the last 4 years, and he's 20-5 this year. He doesn't have four of his starters from last year. He's 20-5. He's ridiculous.
The guy's just a stud, man. I got a huge man crush on Jay Wright.
You and me both, Mitch. Thanks, man. I appreciate the call. No, that's great stuff. Listen. I think we'd do fine if Brett Brown doesn't work out here. Do a national search. We'll go find our guy. But I'm going to say that Jay Wright is a protected property of mine, so I will not let him be giving any interviews or not to talk to him. No tampering, Magic. No tampering. And how about Magic this week? That whole thing with the tampering thing just cracks me up. To me, it's no big deal. Really, it's no big deal. Ben Simmons reached out to him. But if you want to talk about a guy who rolls out of bed and starts tampering, it's Magic Johnson. He just tampers with everything. But you know what? He gets a pass. Why? It's just Magic being Magic. It is what it is. It's just Magic being Magic. Come on. It's Magic being Magic. You know? He drinks his coffee in the morning. He's tampering with something. Has his bagel. He's tampering. I mean, he talks about LeBron to L.A., talks about Anthony Davis to L.A., he's tampering there, talking about getting back to Ben Simmons, contacting him. It's Magic being Magic, man. He laughs, he jokes, he smiles, got the big personality. Everyone loves him locally and nationally. Just Magic being Magic. There are guys like that. I'm sure you do. I'll reel off a few names that you kind of just chalk up to that guy being that guy. It is what it is. Simon Cowell. He's mean as a snake a lot of times. That's what he does. That's Simon Cowell being Simon Cowell. There's a guy who used to play left field in Boston. Initials MR. He once cut off a ball from his center fielder, which was Johnny Damon at the time, who was throwing it in because the ball hit the ground and the guy was on his way to second or third. He throws it. Manny is out there. Manny Ramirez is out in center field. He cuts the ball off for like no reason. Once coming back from an inning right before they started, he walked through the fence and went to the bathroom. It's just Manny being Manny, man. John Daly caught smoking on the golf course. That's John Daly being John Daly. Is what it is. Gordon Ramsay, a complete jerk with his cooking shows and yelling at everybody. It's Gordon Ramsay being Gordon Ramsay. It's just Magic being Magic. Doesn't bother me a lick. But I do love the fact we sat down with Elton Brand last Monday here as a station, and he just said no. He told him no. squashed it. He did call to apologize to Magic if he implied that it sounded like the Lakers reached out to Ben, because that wasn't the case. Ben Simmons actually reached out to the Lakers. But, I mean, they're all cool. And Bell and Brand, what a sharp dude, man. We had lunch with him last Monday here as a station. I know some of the stuff he said was off the record, but he gave us a lot of great stuff. He was very open about everything. He is a sharp dude. He's a really sharp guy and a really shrewd GM. Look what he did in the last two, three months. He doubled their talent level at the highest level. He took Simmons and Embiid and gave us Butler and Harris. Still have J.J. Redick. Still have Boban Marjanovic. Furkan Korkmaz is here still. They have some of their other other bench players. Ennis. They have... I'm spacing on his name. The kid that came over in the Tobias Harris trade. Well, anyway, I think the bench is strong. The starting five is strong. I still like the coach. I think he's an okay coach. He's going to have to prove some things to me as we go forward, because I think he's on notice. I think we asked him that, and he said, no, not yet. But blah, 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 blah. I think he's on notice. Now he has the ingredients. He's got to make the meal. A lot of talk this week about getting out-coached in the Boston game. He does tend to get out-coached by Brad Stevens. It happens. He didn't have a greatest game. Didn't have a timeout left the other night down at the wire. He did some things in the playoffs last year. Doesn't call timeout when a 22-point lead is evaporating before his eyes. Listen, I can go on list of things, but I can go on list twice as long. He's done good things in this town. Anyway, back to my point. I just thought Elton Brand was really sharp. Anyone who was at that meeting could not have come away thinking anything other than that dude's a real sharp dude. And I will say to all you Phillies, Flyers, Sixers, and Eagles fans out there, especially Sixers fans, you're in pretty good hands right now with your GMs, especially Elton Brand in this town. We know how good Howie Roseman has been. Elton Brand is a sharp dude, and I think he's going to bring a title to Philadelphia in the next 3 years. Just my opinion. Let's go to Wade in the Northeast. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Wade?
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
How are you, man?
On the road. But, hey, I'll call about Manny Machado. I could really care less if he becomes a leader in the clubhouse.
Okay.
All the extra outs that he busts his butt to make in the field, I'll take that against him not hustling out a few ground balls over the course of a year for all those extra outs he makes in the field.
Well, you're going to have to, because he's not going to change.
Yeah. All I'm saying is that I can deal with that. I've been watching him since he came to the league when he was 19 years old, and some of the plays he makes in the field, there's no one else that plays third base that will make those kind of plays. You know, so I think that's plenty worth it. You know, and I never heard anything out of Baltimore about him being a real problem in the clubhouse or anything like that. You know, I'm good with that.
You know what? I thought this was interesting because, and I read the quote for Manny Machado, but after I said all that, did you hear the quote I read?
Yeah.
Okay. After he says that, he says he was talking about a specific play. It was actually he was on first base. Should he run on that pitch? Yeah, but I didn't, and I gotta pay the consequences for it. It looks bad. It looks terrible. I look back at the video and I'm like, whoa, what was I doing? You know, just some of the emotions of the game. I'm the type of player that has stayed in the zone. I'm playing and I'm just in the zone. Now, I think I may have been blowing it over, blowing it up a little too much, but I think that he doesn't mean he's going to not run out plays that are, you know, close. Going to be a close call at first. Or going to be a close call at second. I think he means the fungo flies that he hits in the infield, and maybe the slow grounder to first. He knows he has no chance. He's probably not going to run those out. But I still think that he's going to be locked in situations. He might have a cramp here or there. I mean, Manny Ramirez had plenty of them. But I think you're right. What he does bring to the table far outweighs, you know, some of the minor things and some of the things he said recently.
Yeah. And the other thing, hey, are you old enough to remember the 68 Mexico Olympics?
I don't, bro. I was 2 years old.
Okay. Well, I was probably 12 years old at the time, and I, you know, I watched it live. And for just to put in some context, historical context, about the Kaepernick thing, there have been several documentaries done about the relay race team.
Yeah.
That did the protest on the medal stand.
Yeah.
And there have been some really excellent documentaries done on that, everything leading up to what was happening in the moment and then the aftermath, that created that moment of that protest. And I think for anybody that wants to think about the whole Colin Kaepernick thing, it would be worth it for them to watch some of those documentaries, to listen to what was going on at that time in this country and with those individuals, and the fact that they were athletes as well, and the impact that moment had on the whole country and literally the whole world, because the whole world was watching the Olympics. I think it'd be educational and help to put it in perspective, a different perspective on you know, events that are happening today as well.
Yeah, you're talking about Tommy Smith and John Carlos.
Yeah, absolutely.
Those are the two guys, yep. No, I agree, and I appreciate the call away. Good stuff, man. Good stuff, bringing up the 68 Olympics when Tommy Smith, John Carlos each raised a black glove fist during the playing of the national anthem. Got a lot of flack for that. Boy, did they get a lot of flack for that. But again, trying to draw attention to their plight regarding human rights. And they caught a lot of heat for that. But, you know, hey, God bless them, man. Standing up for what you believe in. Freedom should not only be something that's convenient. And that's not convenient. But those guys did. Same with Colin Kaepernick. So I applaud guys that really kind of stand up for what they believe in. I don't applaud the idiot in Colorado who let his store go to crap, not selling Nike goods because of the Colin Kaepernick Nike ad, and let his business after 21 years go belly up. To me, that's not standing on a principle. That's standing on your head and looking like an idiot. But other situations that I mentioned, I applaud these guys. Jeremiah and Potsdam, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Jeremiah?
What's up, brother?
How you doing, man?
Hey, before I get to my point, man, something disturbing. Magic Johnson was photographed giving blood. I mean, that's a violation. That's just a violation.
He was photographed giving blood?
Yeah, he was giving blood.
He can't give blood.
That's what I thought.
Unless something happened that I wasn't aware of and he got cured of the HIV, he can't give blood.
That's what I thought. There's a photograph of him giving blood. It's just a violation. I just thought I would bring that up. She was talking about, hey, man, the worst leader, I got to bring this up. This guy's got to be talked about. Donovan McNabb. Reason why I bring up Donovan McNabb was because of 2002 and the year that team should have won the Super Bowl. I blame Andy Reid, but I blame Donovan McNabb right there. That man ruined me. Ruined me.
Why is this?
Oh, I mean, I had every year, man. Every year I had to tune on Sunday. Just getting ready. And I'm watching Donovan McNabb come out against the Jacksonville Jaguars. 3 possessions, 3 and out. Because he's throwing 100 mile per hour balls to Brian Westbrook. 2 yards in front of him. Or he's throwing the ball into the ground. Then he's running over to the sidelines, putting on his jacket, and just standing there. Or he gets knocked down by the defensive player. Gets up when the Eagles are down 13-3. Gets up and smiles and starts talking to the guy.
Which, are you talking about a specific play?
I'm talking about 2002 NFC Championship that Warren Sapp tackled him.
Yeah.
The Eagles are down. He gets up and starts joking with him. Come on, man.
I know we don't like to see players consorting with each other. I get it, you know. But everyone knows each. I'm not a big Donovan fan, so I'm not really trying to stand up for him. But I mean, that just happens a lot, you know. Guys joking around, trying to maybe make light of a really critical moment in the game or whatever. You know, hey, listen, you know, good tackle, whatever.
The Super Bowl the night before, our quarterback at the strip club. Is that okay?
Who, Donovan?
Yeah.
I didn't know this one.
Drunk. Freddie Mitchell has a great story about it. Is that okay?
I don't know. I can't comment. I didn't hear the story.
He was hungover for that Super Bowl. That's why he was throwing up. That's our quarterback. That was our quarterback. And I'll never forgive them. I'll never forgive that whole team. I will never forgive that era of Eagles football. We should have had a championship, and we didn't.
Yeah.
It just gets me so frustrated when I hear it. I can't stand it.
If that's true about the Freddie Mitchell story, that's disturbing. Josh, did you know anything about that? I know Freddie Mitchell was probably on our airwaves talking about it.
I heard something about Freddie Mitchell come up recently, but I did want to clarify one thing. He talked about the Magic Johnson photo.
Yeah.
That's actually from 2013. It was a hoax. It was a miscaptioned photo.
Okay.
He was getting blood drawn, but for obvious reasons, he wasn't actually donating
the
blood. Okay.
Thank you for clarifying that, because that's, again, I couldn't comment on it. I didn't see the picture. I didn't see anything. I didn't know anything about it. The Donovan, that's, again, I can't comment on stories I didn't read, didn't see, didn't hear about, but I know Freddie Mitchell's good for a good few stories here or there, and I think if that was true, I would get more play, that he was hungover before playing the Super Bowl, and that's why he threw up. I don't know. That's disturbing. I wasn't huge on Donovan because of his play in big games. You know, simple as that. His completion percentage in 2003 in the playoffs was 50%, 58 in 2002. They lost to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Carolina Panthers, respectively. Both home games, both NFC title games at home. Both NFC title games at home. Unbelievable. They played three NFC title games at home and three on the road. Played the Rams on the road. They played the Buccaneers here. They played the Panthers here. They played the Falcons here. And they lost to the Arizona Cardinals on the road. Is that five or six? Well, all I know is I think they were 1-5 in 5-1 in NFC title games. I'm sorry, 1-5 in NFC title games. And the one year they won, they went to the Super Bowl and they lost. They lost to the Patriots. Speaking of great leaders and Tom Brady, let's go out to Mitch in East Windsor. You're on 97.5 The Fan. What's up, Mitch?
Hey, Joe.
How you doing, man?
Pretty good. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
How about Jim Brown? He was controversial. He still for a lot of teams. Still a lot of charity work too.
Didn't watch him play. Apparently, to me, Jim Brown's like Bobby Orr, because I've never seen him play. I've seen a lot of good running backs in my day play a lot of football, and I keep hearing about this guy, Jim Brown, who was awesome. It's like Bobby Orr. I watched Bobby Orr. I saw him play a game. I was at the championship game when they won the cup, and yeah, I saw him take a penalty, a tripping penalty, with about a minute 18 left. That's all I remember about Bobby Orr. I know four or five times he had 100 points in scoring from the defensive position, and everyone talks about him. I still have arguments with the old-timer, like Steve Coates and guys. To me, it's Gretzky. It's not even close. End of conversation. Now you want to talk about the second greatest and down? That's fine. We'll start there. Gretzky to me is first, but Bobby Orr is like this guy that I never saw, that everyone who saw him play just is effusive about him. Same with Jim Brown, but I never really saw him play. I've seen some highlights here and there. I've seen some highlights of Bobby Orr, but I can't really comment on that other than what I hear.
Same here, Joe. I'm not that old.
How old are you, Mitch?
57.
Okay, you're not old at all.
It'd be nice.
Nah, not at all, man.
All right, thanks. It'd be nice to see Bryce Harper. I got to see him down in Virginia. I won't have to drive so far to go see him. He's a heck of a player. Great athlete. Or he's a catcher. Play center field. I would take him over Manny.
You would take him over Manny?
Yeah, and he must be. He's gonna wish that he turned out $300 million. Because in baseball, I don't mind some collusion here because it's driving the price down. Because it is getting ridiculous and it's guaranteed money. Unlike in football. And Goodell doesn't want this to be disclosed. Is he just trying to save face? Even when he loses, all he thinks about is himself. He's such a farce. Kaepernick could start for like 30% of these teams, and he should be at least a backup on any of these teams. So I'm glad. And I hope it's mandatory that he's put back in the league.
What was the last thing you said?
I hope it's mandatory that he's on an NFL team next year.
Oh.
He was exciting to play. He was exciting to play.
He was fun to watch. He really was, Mitch. And I appreciate the call, man. Yeah, he was fun to watch. Could throw, run, take hits, throw on the run. I thought he was more accurate on the run. Like Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers wasn't as fast as him, nor could he, you know, flat out run guys like Colin Kaepernick could, but they both throw well on the run. I thought Kaepernick was awesome on the run. And when nothing was working through the air, you could keep the team in the game by just running the football. Look, Seattle shut the receivers down. Crabtree and company, he ran for 130 yards in that game. 130 yards. And brought them down to a situation where they had a chance to win the game. In that game, they were getting killed. They couldn't do anything right. 130 yards, and he was throwing to Michael Crabtree to win that game. That's the game Richard Sherman knocked the ball away and talked about how to Aaron Andrews afterwards how sorry a receiver Crabtree is and won. That was kind of Richard Sherman's coming out party. I don't think a lot of folks knew who he was until that interview. And I thought Fox just totally dropped the ball on that. Totally dropped the ball on that. I wanted to hear him more. Go ahead, keep asking him questions. This guy's nuts. And they totally you-know-what-ed out. Totally you-know-what-ed out because they were afraid he was going to curse. Gee, that would be the first time someone cursed on national TV. Oh, my goodness. It was a great interview waiting to be had, and Fox just spit that one up. Daniel in New York, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Daniel?
Hello, how you doing?
All right, man.
First time I ever called a show.
Thank you.
Appreciate you taking my call.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I've been a lifelong Phillies fan, and I really like where the team's going, but I don't see really the addition of either one of these players putting us over the top and making us contenders within the next year or two.
You don't think so?
No, I like Bryce Harper. I like his heart and his play and everything. I take him over Machado because he totally dogged it last year in the World Series. He was a non-entity, you know?
Well, I don't know if he's a non-entity. He dogged it on that one play, and he admitted it afterwards. But he also said some disturbing things, like he's not going to be that guy who runs the ball out. I don't know why you would tell anyone that. That was ridiculous.
I wouldn't want that player. When you get a player, it's not for window dressing. It's to get you from point A to point B and leave an impression on them. Wherever you go, you leave an impression. You know?
Yeah.
And the thing about the Sixers, I like the Sixers. I've been a fan way back when Julius Erving first came into the league, you know, and they played the Trailblazers, and from there on, made history 6 years later.
Yeah, they spit up that series, too.
Yeah. They made up for it in 83, and I don't see this team as a contender the way Mr. The guy there, Bissonelli.
Yeah.
He's thinking that championship material. I don't see it because they've got a mental block when it comes to Boston and Toronto. You have to beat those teams. You have to beat them.
Oh, you're talking about the Sixers. I thought you were talking about the Phillies. Okay.
Yeah.
They have not fared well against good teams this year. They really haven't.
Yeah, you're going to get anywhere. You got to go through those two teams. You got to beat them. You know?
Some reason I think against those teams are 1-7 this year, something close to that. Yeah, that's not a good record against them. You're right about that. You're right about that, Daniel. They have to, at some point, you're going to have to play one or two of those teams in the playoffs.
Well, you expect to get anywhere. I mean, I don't know. I think the supporting cast was a lot better last year. I really missed Mr. Bellinelli. He was a great player.
Yeah, and Ilya Selva. I mean, that was, and I appreciate the call, Daniel. Those are two unbelievable pickups last year, and they really helped that team go on a 16-game winning streak right into the playoffs. Yeah, I was right about that. Toronto, Milwaukee, and Boston, Sixers are 1-7 against them. Ouch. That's not good. You can't spin that a certain way. Well, yeah, but those seven games were pretty close. No, they lost 7 times out of 8 times to those teams. 7 out of 8 times. Something's got to change because those teams aren't going away. Milwaukee's still good. Boston's still good despite inner turmoil. Toronto's still good. Kawhi can stay healthy. Yeah, the Sixers didn't automatically punch their ticket to the finals. I don't think so. I know some people think they're already in. Finals or bust. Finals or bust. I think you're going to in for a rude awakening possibly this year. Remember, it takes a while to gel. It takes a while to gel. New guys in a new offense, in a new town. Yeah, I talked about this. Miami Heat, when they first got together, Chris Bosh, LeBron Wade, LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, they didn't win the first year. Lost to Dallas in 6. They actually had a lead in game 3 I'm sorry, game four with two games to one lead. They had a lead of game four late, and they lost that game and then lost the next two. They should have won that series, but I guess they shouldn't have won because, you know, Dallas outplayed them down the stretch and in the final two games. But anyway, it takes time to gel. It takes time to come together as a team. I think standard operating procedures would be a year. Give the team a year to gel. You can't just throw superstars onto a team and expect them to play like a team. I mean, they looked pretty good against the Lakers last Sunday. Didn't play defense. Looked pretty good passing the ball. They looked like a team that day. Only had 8 turnovers, I believe. The way they were moving that ball. Like Gene Hackman would say in Hoosiers, 4 passes. Or was it 5 passes? One of those. No one shoots until 4 passes. They worked it around. I think the problem you're going to find, the real problem for the 76ers going forward will ultimately be the play or lack thereof of their defense. They can score points. I mean, they can score points. I mean, you have Embiid averaging 23 points per game, Reddick's at like 18.6, Butler's at like 18.2, and Tobias Harris is right around 20. And they're going to score points on you. They're going to score points. It's their defense. Can they stay dialed in and focused and put the effort into a defense? It's going to shut you down. They have guys who can play defense. Jimmy Butler plays defense. Embiid likes to play defense. But then there was a game like L.A. and Boston at times. So many breakdowns. The L.A. game was horrendous. Both ways. Terrible. To me, I think that's ultimately going to lead to their downfall if it comes to that, or it's going to help, you know, jettison them to the finals. We shall see. Chris in South Philly on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Chris?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, man. How you doing?
I'm not bad, but I'm, you know, one of your callers a couple callers ago kind of ticked me off a little bit, so okay. I want to address that.
You have the right to respond.
Thank you. And let me go on record by saying I am not a Donovan McNabb fan.
Okay.
Either. Just rubbed me the wrong way.
Sure.
You know, didn't care for his smirk. And however, I believe the caller who also he got the information that you know, he said that Magic Johnson was giving blood, and in like 2 minutes your producer was able to dispel that message.
Yes.
So he also said that Freddie Mitchell, who I believe was charged with felonies a couple years back.
Yeah, I think he might have spent some time in the Who's Gal.
Exactly. So you gotta take the character of the guy. You know, had said that McNabb was drunk before.
Did he say that? Did you hear him say that? Or do you hear the caller say that?
I heard the caller.
I never heard Freddie Mitchell say that.
Well, I mean, given the source, given the...
Okay.
All right, fair enough.
Sure.
Wasn't that the year that he broke his leg against the Arizona Cardinals?
Threw four touchdown passes.
And played the entire game.
Threw four touchdown passes, yeah. It was that year. In fact, I was doing leaders, non-leaders. I had Donovan. I was talking about his lack of leadership qualities, and I was talking about his leadership qualities. I mentioned that in my notes. Game against the Cardinals, 4 touchdowns on a broken leg.
And yet they hold, and granted, he did come up small in that game, but I think he came back just in time for the playoffs. So he was very rusty on a bad leg. And again, I didn't like the guy that much myself, but when I listened to the players who had character, not the Terrell Owens and not the Freddie Mitchells, but the players who had character on those teams, they say to a man, McNabb was a leader.
Oh, they love McNabb.
So to me, that's what I go by. If my vote for a team leader, while we're on the subject, I again personally did not really care for him that much. I know this is going to be sacrilege, but the late great Darren Dalton. All of the players, to a man on that team, said he was a leader.
You didn't like him, huh? You didn't like him?
I was more of a Kruk guy.
Okay. Well, those two were tight. That team, Macho Row.
I love that team. I was just more of a Kruk type. That was my guy.
Okay.
But the players said that he was the leader. He was the leader. That's all I need to hear.
He was. I appreciate it, Chris. Have a great night, man. We got to take another break. The Crucker. Nice guy now. He was a handful back then. All those guys, except Aaron Dalton. He was just as cool as he was till the day he died back then. I'm Macho Raw. I'll talk a little bit about that on the other side. Got to take another break. I'm Joe Stasek here at 9 o'clock tonight. Please give me a call if you want to chime in on Colin Kaepernick and that situation and your leader or lack thereof. Favorite one. Give me a call. 610-632-0975. Joe Stasek. Coming right back.
Let that be a lesson to you, boys and girls. Don't ever argue with the big dog. Big dog is always right.
It's Joe Stasek on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Attention. If you're in debt to the IRS and frustrated with your options, for a limited time, you can call and quickly check your eligibility for the Fresh Start programs offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax problem. Through this special toll-free hotline number, you can find out in minutes if you qualify for these powerful new debt reduction programs greenlighted by the IRS for 2019. If you have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or just want to know your options, business or personal, Republic Tax Relief's A-plus rated tax relief system has helped thousands stop IRS collections immediately and saved millions in tax debt. These relief programs will not last forever. Call the hotline number now, 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937. Check your eligibility for tax debt savings today. Call 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937.
Texting enrolls for recurring marketing messages sent via automatic text message. Terms and conditions at textrules.us. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you have a passion for fitness? What if you could help people live healthier and stronger lives while building a money-making career for yourself? Well, now you can. The ISSA's Personal Trainer Certification Program is the first step to becoming a personal trainer or even becoming a gym owner. And for a limited time, the ISSA is letting you get started on the number one rated certification program absolutely free. That's right, free. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special link and get started on your certification free. With over 300,000 certification students in 91 countries, ISSA is number one around the world. Being ISSA certified equals success. And ISSA certification means access to great job opportunities ranging from the best gyms to top sports teams. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special Get Started link free. Don't wait another day to start your career in fitness. Just text TRAINER to 246810 right now to get started with your ISSA certification for free. Text the word TRAINER to 246810.
Small business owners sometimes go broke. My first business startup in the 80s was a fledgling startup story. Credit cards were maxed, car had bald tires, house had broken windows, and my employees got paid before I did. But my diet of hot dogs and mac and cheese was to die for. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, founder and CEO of Patriot Software. My business startup was messy. Actually, I was broke. My wife and I lived on fumes for 4 years. To escape our financial reality, we played board games and dreamt of someday owning our own Boardwalk and Park Place. That's why I created my fifth successful company, Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll without going broke. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Includes auto ship delivery. Cancel anytime. Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions are posted at textrules.us. Message and data rates may apply.
What could you do with thicker hair? Could you climb Mount Everest? Build a rocket ship and go to the moon? Finally figure out how the magic eraser actually works? Probably not. But you sure would look good while you were attempting it. Try New Thickhead, the hair regrowth system for men that will leave your hair looking thicker, fuller, instantly. And I'm not lying. If I were lying, would I offer you 50% off plus free shipping right now? Would I tell you it has one of the only FDA-approved treatments clinically proven to regrow your hair? In fact, Thickhead comes with a 120-day hair regrowth guarantee. That means if you don't see real hair regrowing in your noggin in 120 days, you pay nothing for the product. Just text FLOW to 246810 right now and get 50% off. You heard me. Text FLOW to 246810. FLOW to 246810. Thickhead for men. Get ahead of it.
General Building Contractors Association, Philly's Commercial Construction Association, GBCA members have built our skylines, Philly's most iconic buildings, and every day, thanks to the GBCA, they're building more than just buildings, they're building skills and knowledge. The GBCA is helping to build a safer workforce. Excellence is building in the greater Philadelphia region, and the GBCA sets the standard of building excellence. The General Building Contractors Association. Visit GBCA.com to learn more.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the pool that will turn your kids' fingers into prunes. The living room where your dad will explain the nuances of football to you. Yet again. The kitchen where you'll alphabetize your spice collection and discover forgotten, furry, what is that, in the back of the fridge.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow. Find your way home.
Every test drive at Spirit Dodge this Saturday gets a family four-pack to see the Harlem Globetrotters on March 3rd at the Wells Fargo Center while supplies last. Tickets on sale at WellsFargoCenterPhilly.com.
Sports Talk, West Grove, and all of Chester County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
We're back. 8:30 here, 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm Joe Stazak. D-Line, I'm coming up in one half of an hour. Still got some time left with me. I want to toss around the Colin Kaepernick situation a little bit more. That was the hot button topic early in the show for about 2 hours. It carried us. Of course, we also sprinkled in some little Sixers here or there. Some Phillies talk, Machado or Bryce Harper, who's the guy. Who's a great leader, who's not a great leader. And that was kind of the topic I wanted to come in with because I was talking about the Phillies. Can they land a leader in one of these two guys? Could one of these guys be the face of the franchise? And I think yes, to answer both questions. I mean, one of them's going to be, you're going to get the new poster that comes out. It's going to have either Machado or Harper in front. And he's going to be flanked by Real Muto and Rhys Hoskins, and then maybe Aaron Nola somewhere in the mix. You're going to have those four guys are the faces of your franchise. But I thought it was a little funny that Manny Machado talked about not being him, not running out grounders, not him, not who he is. Did you really want to say that on national TV, bro? After a World Series game?
Mm.
But
I would say no.
Yeah, thanks, Don. By the way, we have not verified that story. I haven't seen it anywhere. My producer, Josh Raybeck, looked all over for it. Anything regarding Freddie Mitchell talking about it, that would have been big news, huge news. If he came on one of these airwaves and told a story that he was drunk the night before the Super Bowl and that's why he was throwing up. That was the same guy who called in and said that Magic Johnson giving blood was out on the internet, and turned out it wasn't. He was having blood drawn, but he wasn't giving blood. That's ridiculous. We would have heard something like that. So no truth to that, so please don't run with that story. Check before you do. I haven't found anything about it, and I'd never heard of that before, and I think something would have leaked prior to Freddie Mitchell leaking that, because I'm sure he wasn't just hanging out with Freddie at the bar or wherever he was. Apparently, you know, Five didn't even really like him. So, but anyway. So I do want to talk about Sixers a little bit if you'd like to, and Machado and Harper, and what the Phillies are going to look like with one of those guys in the lineup. Again, I think they're going to be loaded with Segura batting leadoff, JT, Real Muto. This is the lineup I would put in if I was the manager. Then Harper, if he's here, and I think he will be here, right in front of Rhys Hoskins, right in back of JT, Real Muto. And then you have Odubel Herrera, you have Andrew McCutchen, Michael Franco, and Cesar Hernandez, and you have a pitcher in the mix. That's if Bryce Harper is here. If Manny Machado is here, you could probably fit him in the same spot, number three. And you won't have Michael Franco in the lineup, but you will have Nick Williams in the lineup if Bryce Harper is not here. But hey, best case scenario, they land both. Don't know if that's going to happen. That's going to be a tough haul. It's going to be a tough nut to swallow in 1 year, one off season. But I'll take it. I think they're ready. I think they're poised to make a run. I think they're poised to make a run if they land one of these two guys. Look what they did this offseason so far. They got Segura. They got Robertson. They signed Nola. I mean, they did some good things so far. They really did some good things so far this offseason. Real Muto, picked him up last week. They need the closer, so to speak, to cap off this offseason. They need to land one of these guys, and they will be a team that will need to be reckoned with. All right, let's go to Jim and Horstrom on 97.5 The Thunder. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, Joe. How are you tonight?
How you doing, man?
All right. I'll start the call by saying I am a Marine, but that only partially clouds my judgment and not what I really called in for. But if Donovan was drunk at the Super Bowl, not a big deal. As a Marine for a long time, I probably ran, I don't know, 15 physical fitness tests pretty drunk because we were out too late.
Nice.
he's good there. The real reason I called is as a Marine, the first time I, you know, the whole Colin Kaepernick thing, I was a little fired up, you know, stand up. You know, that was my feeling. But as I watched it, I didn't get, and maybe I'm a cynic, I realized, and I tend to be more analytical and look at things, amazing athlete, pretty good football player, not that great of a quarterback. I know he made some great runs, but I looked at him and I was like, you know, this guy's smart. He's finding a way to keep his name out there and make himself popular because he's pretty much done being a quarterback.
You think that's why he did this?
You know, and as I said, I'm a cynic. There may have been other reasons behind it, but when I before I go, I want to tell you why the deal came down today, why he had made an agreement today.
Shoot.
But let me say, when I look at him and I look at just his numbers, remove his name, look at the numbers, the percentages, not so much the total of the numbers because that all varies on how long you've been there. But you look at the percentages. He's the progressive Tim Tebow.
How so?
Amazing athlete.
Yeah.
Great football player.
Yeah.
Not that great of a quarterback. Pretty good. Tim Tebow had that great play in Denver against Pittsburgh, that overtime thing.
Yeah.
And Colin played really good.
Yeah, but Colin's more of a prototypical quarterback. He's tall. He can run fast. Yeah. He's big. He's strong. He's got a cannon of an arm. See, Tebow never really had the arm.
Well, and I agree with that. And Colin has a better throwing motion, so you didn't have that problem to fix. But when you look at the numbers, they're very comparable. If you look at the percentages, and I think the reason the deal came down today, because even if you look at Colin Kaepernick and say, well, you know, I'd love to have him as my backup. I think he'd be a great backup. He's probably better than 30 backups in the league. He isn't better than Nick Foles.
Right.
In my opinion,
other than that, he's probably better than,
guy.
Yeah, I do too. But you're right. He should have been at least a backup. He should have been at least a backup.
So the news came out yesterday, I think it was, I saw it, that the Alliance offered, you know, called him to say, hey, do you want to play? And he said, yeah, $20 million to start talking. If he thinks he's worth $20 million, he's not out of the league because of collusion. He's out of the league because he's delusional.
I was going to say out of delusion.
he's crazy. He's not worth $20 million.
He's not worth $20. But wait, why are you saying this about $20 million? Where are you getting this number from?
I'm sorry. The people that run the Alliance of American Football, that new league.
Yes.
It was a story out there that they contacted him, asked him if he wanted to play. And I don't want to sound like that guy who saw Magic Johnson donating blood. I can tweet the article to you after I get off the phone. I'm on my phone. So I
appreciate
it right
if you
now.
Do that. That'd be great. Can you do that to me?
And, for me? Yeah, what's your handle?
I'm at Joe Stazak 975, JoeStazak 975.
Okay, and I can nail that name. I'm Polish, so I'm
yeah, me too.
Name.
So you're right in the wheelhouse.
I knew that.
All right, Jimmy, I appreciate it, man. That's great.
Yeah, I'll tweet it to you. But basically, they said his answer was $20 million.
Well, maybe
you know,
$20 million
if you want to talk.
It's like, all right, what if like. Let's say, you know, a wayward NBA player was like, not. Let's just put it on an NBA player. He's getting blackballed. He thinks he deserves to be in the league. All of a sudden, the G League contacts him and says, all right, would you like to play here? And he's, yeah, $30 million. You know what I mean? It might be one of those. Yeah, $30 million, I'll play for you guys.
You know, it could be a blow-off number,
But I don't know. When I saw it, I was like, well, if he thinks he's worth $20 million, I know why he's been sitting at home.
Yeah, but he hasn't even been invited. And I appreciate the call, Jimmy. Good stuff tonight. Go have some fun. Do your thing. But he hasn't really even been contacted. I think the Ravens kicked the tires on him a little bit. The Ravens were looking into a move for Colin Kaepernick. Never happened. So I don't know about that story. Jim's going to hopefully tweet it to me, but I'll look it up as well. But I think it was probably a blow-off number. Or, you know, I'll play in your league for this amount. You know, I'll play in the NFL for a normal amount. But you want to bring name recognition to your sport, yeah, you got to buck up. That's just kind of what I'm thinking. I'll have to look at the story. But give me a call at 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. If you want to talk more Colin Kaepernick in that situation, you want to talk some Sixers, we can do that. We have one more segment to go before D-Lineham takes over, the first lady of Sixers basketball in this town. She'll take you to midnight. I'm Joe Stazak, here till 9 o'clock tonight. Stick around, folks.
It's Joe Stazak on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. At Cordell & Cordell, we encourage our clients to participate, to recognize how essential their role in this process is. They've got to be willing to help us help them. And by working jointly in a sort of partnership, we're more likely to get the best possible outcome for our clients. And that's really the standard that our clients can fairly hold us to, is what is the best possible outcome for them. So clients who are facing divorce need to recognize that for them to succeed, they need a partnership between them and their attorney. By the way, unless you're in Missouri or Illinois, I'm not licensed in your state, but that's okay. Our attorneys in your state are.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Philadelphia area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 215-490-9999. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in Philadelphia, Radnor, and Allentown, Pennsylvania, and Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Michelle Ferrari, licensed in New Jersey and Pennsylvania.
Texting enrolls for recurring marketing messages sent via automatic text message. Terms and conditions at textrules.us. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you have a passion for fitness? What if you could help people live healthier and stronger lives while building a money-making career for yourself? Well, now you can. The ISSA's Personal Trainer Certification Program is the first step to becoming a personal trainer or even becoming a gym owner. And for a limited time, the ISSA is letting you get started on the number one rated certification program absolutely free. That's right, free. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special link and get started on your certification free. With over 300,000 certification students in 91 countries, ISSA is number one around the world. Being ISSA certified equals success. And ISSA certification means access to great job opportunities ranging from the best gyms to top sports teams. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special Get Started link free. Don't wait another day to start your career in fitness. Just text TRAINER to 246810 right now to get started with your ISSA certification for free. Text the word TRAINER to 246810.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the pool that will turn your kids' fingers into prunes. The living room where your dad will explain the nuances of football to you. Yet again. The kitchen where you'll alphabetize your spice collection and discover forgotten, furry, what is that, in the back of the fridge.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow. Find your way home.
At Jared, we know devotion isn't a once-a-year occasion. And once the flowers have wilted and the chocolates have disappeared, you'll still want them to know how much you care. Dare to give a gift that lasts this Valentine's Day with our incredible selection of jewelry. From delicate rose gold to bold black diamonds, Jared has hundreds of pieces under $299 and exclusive collections you won't find anywhere else. Shop online or find a store near you at Jared.com and dare to be devoted.
Attention, if you're in debt to the IRS and frustrated with your options, for a limited time you can call and quickly check your eligibility for the Fresh Start programs offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax problem. Through this special toll-free hotline number, you can find out in minutes if you qualify for these powerful new debt reduction programs green-lighted by the IRS for 2019. If you have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or just want to know your options, business or personal, Republic Tax Relief's A-plus rated tax relief system has helped thousands stop IRS collections immediately and saved millions in tax debt. These relief programs will not last forever. Call the hotline number now. 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937. Check your eligibility for tax debt savings today. Call 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937.
Have you been lied to? Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine? Hi, I'm Inc. Magazine bestselling author Brett Kitchen. And if you're over 55 with an IRA or 401k, I want to give you a free copy of my new book, Wealth Beyond Wall Street, because according to Time Magazine, Wall Street's 401ks have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I discovered a way to grow money potential double digits, reduce taxes dramatically, and also have my money protected when the next stock market crash hits. When the next market crash hits, you lose nothing. Call Wealth Beyond Wall Street now to get your free book and talk to a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to get potential double-digit growth during good years and never lose in the next market crash. Call 1-800-259-3131 to discover this asset that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to grow wealthy. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131. That's 1-800-259-3131.
Marzetta and Trey are on TV. Twitch.tv. Follow 97.5 The Fanatic. Watch Marzetta and Trey's post-show showcast. 97.5 The Fanatic.
We're back. Joe Stazak here for a few more minutes tonight. I wish I was here for more because I'm having a good time with you all right now. I was having a great time the previous almost 3 hours. On the previous side, a caller called. He said he's going to tweet me the article, but I looked up some things. So did my producer, Josh Rabick, regarding any validity to the story that the caller presented. And also this story presents that Colin Kaepernick was offered $20 million by the AAF to play in their league. Well, it's not quite how it happened. The Associated Press, this is from Frank Schwab of Yahoo Sports. The Associated Press's Barry Wilner reported that Kaepernick wanted $20 million or more to play in the AAF. The Action Network's Darren Rubble said, Kaepernick wanted more than $20 million. Obviously, Kaepernick to the AAF never happened. Kaepernick clearly wasn't going to get in the AAF. His salary request, assuming the reports are accurate, was obviously not going to be met. It was a Hail Mary request from someone who had to know it would get turned down. So yeah, to me, if it actually happened, which we still don't know what actually happened, it was a Hail Mary request. Oh yeah, I'll play in your league. How about 20 extra large? 20 extra large to play in your league. By the way, the entire player payroll for its first season isn't much more than $20 million. The entire player payroll for the first season of the AAF isn't much more than $20 million. It's a blow-off offer. It's a blow-off offer. So there's that. I'm here for a few more minutes. If you want to talk Colin Kaepernick, please feel free. If you want to talk some Sixers, we can do that. Or you can hang in there and wait for D-Line. I'm sure he always likes talking some 76ers basketball. Started off the program talking Manny Machado, Bryce Harper. Great leaders. Great not-so-much leaders. And we asked you to call in with your great leader, someone who didn't think was a great leader. And who would you rather have, Manny Machado or Bryce Harper? 610-632-0975. Let's go to Kevin in Center City. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Kevin?
What's good? Colin Kaepernick wasn't that good of a quarterback. Well,
he was a pretty good quarterback.
Here's some numbers. His last season playing for the woeful San Francisco 49ers. 60% completion rate, 23 yards, 16 touchdowns.
Yeah, can you call back, bro? We're having some problems with your phone. Let's go to Jermaine and Philly on 97.5 The Thing. What's up, Jermaine?
How you doing?
How are you, man?
Actually, I kind of agree with the last caller that just got disconnected.
Shoot.
With the Kaepernick not being worth the $20 million. Like, you have to ask yourself two questions. Is he a better quarterback than Blake Bortles? That's the first one. And the second question is he a better quarterback than Sam Bradford?
Yes, and probably yes.
And they're both starting, making starter money. So Kaepernick is better than both of them. Not to mention, we just was paying Chase Daniels, what, $14 million for 2 years. He's better than all three of them quarterbacks I just named. So I don't think $20 million was a unreasonable number to put out there.
Oh, I think it's ridiculously unreasonable because he's not going to get it from the AAL or AAF. He knew he wasn't going to get it. And if for some reason they said, okay, $20 million, he probably would have signed on. I think it was a kind of a fluff offer. Yeah, I'll play for you. Sure, I'll play for you. Give me $20 million.
And I also feel as though, you know, this settlement that they reached, you know, they said that they can disclose information. But, you know, let's just say if it was money that they disclosed for, I feel as though that was a good thing, too, because you have to ask yourself, Kaepernick lost a lot of money being forced out of NFL these last few years.
Mm-hmm.
He lost a lot of money, and it was basically like guaranteed money that he would have made, whether it was a starting quarterback salary or a backup quarterback. So he has to be recompensated for that.
Well, I'm sure that's how they came up with some numbers.
Yeah, and then from that point on, you know, if another team decides to give him a contract, then they do. If they don't, hey, you know, we paid you your back pay, you know, let's move on.
How do you remove the collusion issue, though? I mean, what do you do if you're Roger Goodell? All right, guys, you get to the 32 owners in a room and says, listen, we have to drop our stance on the blackballing of Colin Kaepernick. So anyone want to hire him? I mean, how does that work? Who says yes? Everyone's pretty set with it.
You know, it's always someone that wants to do it, but, you know, they may not want to be the only one that sticks out like a sore thumb, I guess, among the crowd.
I guess, and it probably was peer pressure from the rest of the owners. I'm sure there were some owners out there who didn't give a rip about this situation as much as they would have liked to see Kaepernick on their team.
You know, even though it's different, but, you know, when you look at situations like, you know, the Kareem Hunt or the Joe Mixon situation or the Ray Rice situations, you know, it's up to organizations to, you know, give that player a second chance or not. Regardless to, you know, after, you know, everything is said and done with the NFL investigation and their discipline, it's still up to organizations to give them, you know, a try. And, you know, we've seen what happened with Michael Vick. We took a chance on him. You know, and it wasn't as bad as people thought it would be. The backlash wasn't.
It wasn't nearly as bad as I think everyone thought it would be. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
you're right, Jermaine.
Like, you know, you never know because it's just like at the end of the day, if you're that talented and you let your on the field play talk for everything else, yeah, I think everything else slowly but surely will.
Of course.
Be
oh, you'll get hired. Appreciate the phone call, man. Yeah, you'll believe me. And only if you can play. Because if you can't play, no one's going to deal with the nonsense and the backlash of that. But if you can play, you will get many more opportunities, my friend. Charles in Lancaster, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Charles? Charles, you there, bro? No Charles? All right. Tom in Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Tom?
Hey, what's up, man?
How are you, man?
Good. So, let me talk about this Kaepernick thing.
Shoot.
So, I'm hearing about this $20 million. I get it. I think that's a big fraud. But wasn't he already offered, like, kind of lower salaries between $4 and $6 million, and he just wouldn't even talk to teams? So, if he's being offered money to come in as a backup or at that price, how is that blackballing somebody?
Well, not giving them fair market value. I mean, giving them ridiculously low numbers, if that was the case. I don't know if anyone offered him any money to play officially.
But let's just say if you're running a business and somebody's a distraction, can't you just offer them? I mean, should it be discounted? Would they think it's kind of worth them offering him?
Well, that's
distracting the team.
That's up to the individual who's offering it to him or not offering it to him. They have to weigh that into their own decision, their own business plan.
But I agree with that. But isn't that so? How can you be blackballed though? I'm just saying. Let's just say he was offered money. It would not be considered blackballing. I just think they're paying him in order to kind of just do away with the situation and not have him out there. But, I mean...
Oh, they totally are doing away with the situation. They want to just sweep it under the rug and forget about it because they don't want this to go to court and the NFL's going to get blasted when it turns out that they did collude.
Yeah, so I completely agree. But I'm just saying, if he's offered money, I just don't think it's blackballing. I just think it's just more of whatever anybody wants to kind of write the narrative that they're blackballing him because of what he does. Yeah, I mean, he wasn't that good of a quarterback. He was offered money. He didn't take it. He thinks he's worth more. And now he's getting paid because to keep his name out there, he considered himself, let's just play with the times and let's just move on. But I mean, it's just all the same. I'm so sick of this whole thing. And it's kind of ruining the game in certain aspects because we're talking about this and not kind of the real important stuff when it comes to football. And I just don't think there's a place for it in the NFL.
All right. I appreciate it, Tom. Thank you very much. Well, there isn't going to be much of a place for it anymore because this situation has kind of worked itself out. The deal has been struck. The terms have been undisclosed and will be undisclosed. So we'll keep an eye on it. So I'm sure something will leak and how much he made and how much Eric Reed made and whatever. But does it matter at this point? Because the situation seems to be in the past. I got to run. I got to say goodbye. I got to say thanks to Josh Rabick for coming on. Thanks to all the callers tonight. Great conversation tonight, kids. Appreciate it. We were top heavy early on and just continued to flow the rest of the night. I'm Joe Stazak, D-Line. I'm coming up next. I am back tomorrow night, 7 to 10, and then Sunday, 12 to 3 or 11 to 2, something like that. So I will catch you tomorrow night. Be safe. God bless, and I'll talk to you then. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.